Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
You feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Kabob's right for Anish? Get Frenish.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
I was 82 pounds in kindergarten. In kindergarten.
You guys want to play Batman?
I loved Batman. I remember Halloween, I could not wait to be Batman. So my mom brought me to the store, like, I'm going to get Batman down that aisle. So I went to put it on, and she's putting on a Batman, but she didn't think, like, oh, my God, this poor kid's a fat bastard. And you know those outfits are onesies, so I'm trying to put on the onesie, but I can't get around the midsection. My mom's like, suck it in, suck it in. Are you eating when I'm not looking at you? What are you, how are you getting so fat? So I get the outfit on, and I'm so tight around the belly that the ears of Batman only came up to, like, just behind my head. I couldn't get it up. I walked into kindergarten with such pride. Batman!
You fat man!
Shut up!
I come from the very Italian house. The plastic furniture you couldn't sit on house. Did anybody have the museum house? Oh, towels you could never touch. China that no one's ever gonna use. Everything in this house is for a special occasion that hasn't happened yet. My mother's waiting for the Pope to show up for dinner one night. Or Chachi, any prominent Italian. And when you eat over their house, there's a technique when you eat over the Italian mother's house. I tell my friends, I brief them, I go, look, when you're done with the meal, my mother's going to try to give you more, okay? Now listen carefully. If you want a tiny bit more, tell her no. Just look her right in the eyes. No, I'm full. Boof! A little bit more, right there. Yeah, and if you want a lot more, okay, just a tiny bit more. Boom, another meal, just like that. You stay one step ahead of her. That's all. And if you don't want any more, you have to shoot her. Yeah, she'll take a bullet and keep coming. Oh, I warmed it up. Oh, no. Yeah, she won't stop.
I like the Alaskan pipeline.
I hate the f***ing Eagles, man.
That is ridiculous. All right.
The Power Trip Morning Show. It is Tuesday, October 15th of 2019. We're halfway through this stupid month already. Halloween just a couple of weeks away. Chance for you gals out there to skank it up. But 2 weeks from Thursday, this is the Power Trip Morning Show. I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hawkins. And there's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning, babies.
It's Tuesday, so John Bonus will be here in a second. Carly Zucker. If she's not hungover or hammered, we'll be here about 7:30. Same thing with Mark Rosen. It'll be a lot of fun.
You call him Dr. Bones.
Dr. Bones?
Be a great nickname for Rosie.
Dr. Bones?
Dr. Bones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He'd love that.
You know, I keep hearing it, and we haven't talked about it yet, but you know, over at Mills Fleet Farm, they got the
Toyland?
Toyland up.
Yeah. It's already up?
Yeah, it's already
up.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Middle of October?
Well, hell yeah. You want to start buying toys now?
October is half over.
Well, what the hell are you thinking?
Are we doing Toys for Tots again at that Lakeville Fleet Farm in December?
Yeah.
We're doing Tots and Toys at the Hockey Household.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, that's right. They're everywhere.
Good for you.
It's not as gross as you think, Paul. It's just tater tots and Legos.
Yeah, and it's my tots.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's fine. Yours aren't bad.
Yeah, they aren't good.
That's true. They aren't great.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, they're better than the refs in that Packers game.
That's all I can hear about this morning.
I know.
Did you watch the whole thing, Cor?
I didn't watch a second of it.
I watched the whole thing.
I'm not watching sports.
I love sports.
I have money on it.
Yeah. I watched the whole thing.
And?
I mean, obviously, you say what you want, you know.
I'd like to say the F word. Is that okay?
You know, oh. I'm going to, you know, everybody's mean and everybody hates the Packers here in Minnesota. They had, I mean, when you get like Tony Dungy and Barry Sanders and all, the, even Desmond Howard, who played for the Packers, saying, what a bad, awful officiating job. The first one that was really, really bad was the roughy or the unsportsmanlike conduct they had on one of the Lions' corners, who was blatantly going for the ball, and he just happened to hit the head of the wide receiver as he was going down to intercept the football. They called an unnecessary roughness there. The hands to the face penalties were atrocious. The first one would have been, I think they sacked him, and it would have been a fourth down and a punt, except
dirty
it turns into
bitch
a first down, and two plays later they score a touchdown. Now, great throw by Rodgers, but then the second one, the Lions had used all their timeouts. There's a minute 35 left. It's third down. And they stop them, and they call legal hands to the face again. First down. Lions have no timeouts. They just basically kneel the ball down to 2 or 3 seconds left, kick the walk-off field goal. It's the worst officiating I've ever seen. And Trey Flowers, who was called for both illegal hands to the face penalties, had zero in his career. Everybody, even Booger McFarlane, who does the color commentary on the game, was saying, this is hideous. It's the worst officiated game I've ever seen.
And from the Lambda Moo team,
yeah,
Dudley Dawson.
Booger.
Yeah, Booger. He had a lot to say about it, too. But it was bad, man. It was really, really, really bad.
That's what I've heard. I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard tale.
But,
so, yeah, the Packers won, as Sauce mentioned, in walk-off fashion, 23-22 over the Lions. Somebody brought up on Twitter that was the difference between the Lions being in first or last.
Right, yeah.
They would have been 3-2-1. Now they are 2-2-1.
Yeah. 2-2. Pretty ridiculous, man.
No, excuse me. Not they wouldn't have been 3-2-1. They would have been 3-1-1, 3-11. Yeah. They'd have been 3-1-1 and been in first place.
Yeah.
Instead, they're 2-2-1.
2-2.
2-2. Remember 2-2 Atwell?
Yeah, I do. There are so many stories out there today, man, that are just crazy. But there's a couple that made me smile as well. Can I tell you one of them that made me smile right off the bat?
Go for it. Fire it right out of the cannon before John Bonas ruins the whole show.
Yeah, see,
so,
with
you know
baseball
how,
stuff.
Oh, God.
You know how some, I don't know if you guys did, but sometimes we have like an uncle or even a grandpa who's just kind of that wacky one. He's the wacky one. And he's always pulling pranks and stuff like that. And well, this one is maybe a top five prank all time. Even as gruesome as it is, a grandpa in Ireland had somebody place in his coffin a recorder that they could operate from outside the coffin. And when they had lowered him into the damn ground, this happened.
Hello? 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 Let me get a dog in here. Is that that police dog in here? Let me out. Hello? Hello? I can hear you. Hello? Hello? I just called to say goodbye. I'm going to die. I'm afraid to say hello again. Hello.
What a psychopath.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy. So is that actually his voice, though? Is that the bit?
Yeah, he recorded it before
he died, so it's his actual voice. Genius. Just hold for a second, Sauce.
Okay.
We're trying something.
I'm holding
here.
Baby cakes. I'll hold for you.
And, hang on a second here. What's happening there?
I'd laugh if that was my family.
Oh. It appears the hotline's ringing over there.
Oh.
Yep. Hang on a second here. This is not working.
I'm saying, what's happening? Who keeps changing everything?
I don't know. I just hate it. Good morning. then he hung up.
Oh. How do you know it's a he?
Whoever it is.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Who, me?
Good morning.
Hello.
Oh.
We got it to work.
Hello.
I'm stuck in a coffin and I can operate a phone better than
you. You're doing what?
You're doing...
I'm stuck in a coffin.
Oh, you're stuck in a coffin.
It's the Irish grandpa from that first bit.
Yeah, no, I remember the story. Right, you're doing the prank, okay.
That's right, but it wasn't a prank.
You're actually alive?
I'm actually really in here.
Oh.
I don't know why they thought it was a recording. It wasn't. I'm really in. And this is very scary.
Right, and everybody is laughing because they just thought maybe that was your morbid sense of humor.
Those sons of bitches. I'm still in here. They covered me up with the dirt. It's so dark in here.
Well, I mean, what do you want us to do?
Yeah. I'd like you to come get me. What do you want us to do?
You're in Ireland. Yeah. By the time we get there, you're going to be
dead. Sons of bitches.
What? Are you? Oh, well, so
Sauce has officiating to complain about. We don't have time to come dig you
up. Well, he's got all kinds of deficiencies to complain about, but that's not going to keep me in the ground, isn't it?
How have you survived underground, and how did you... Did you bring a phone with you?
Oh, yes. Well, I told you. Did you not hear the story? I was in there, and there was going to be a prank, but I'm really in here. Can I tell you a joke?
Of course.
You have humor?
Why did the sperm cross the road?
No idea.
Don't know. Why?
Because I put on the wrong sock this morning.
You mean when they buried you?
Yeah, I mean, listen. Amongst all the humor and all the jokes, could you please come dig me out of here, please?
Where are you currently?
I'm in Ireland, you dumb son of a bitch!
What city?
I don't know! I was in a coffin! Oh. You even have GPS?
Well, you have a cell phone!
That is true. You probably could find yourself on Google.
It's a flip phone, you dumb sons of bitches!
But why did you call us, though, and not 911?
I'm the only one I could remember the phone number to.
Why didn't you call your family?
You remember
6-5-1-99-11-30, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Jeez, that's great, man.
Do you have any more jokes?
Well, sure, I'm a crazy grandpa.
Hey, John Bonus, we're currently talking to a...
what's that, John Bonus?
John's here,
you know,
he's
John?
A not-dead guy in a coffin.
Himself?
The what?
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Twins Geek.
You do listen.
Would you please come drag me out of the hole?
We need a name from you so we can tell the authorities.
Well, obviously you know my name.
We obviously don't.
Oh, well, I'm Clorox McGillicuddy.
Oh, MC? That's you?
That's me.
MC? It's CM.
Yeah, I'm Clorox McGillicuddy, you dumb son of a bitch.
God, you're dyslexic.
Hey, John Bonus.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to hear a joke?
No wonder you lose it.
Oh, I so do.
I won last Friday.
True.
What's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
I don't know. What is the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
The pickpocket snatches your watch.
Oh, my God.
You're crazy, Clorox McGillicuddy.
I am.
Clorox, did you bury yourself with a bunch of jokes?
I'm a crazy grandpa.
It's so unfortunate that your material is now underground in Ireland.
Hey.
You're so glad we left you with a phone.
Hey, Corey,
he took it with him.
Yes, Clorox.
Would you please come get me out of the ground?
No, thanks.
Well, then can I tell you another joke?
That would be great. One more.
Jokes are great.
Cody, how can you make your wife scream during sex?
Don't know. Tell me.
Call her and let her know who you're banging.
All right.
Whoa, McGillicuddy. Right,
thanks, Clorox. Tough break on the whole buried underground
bit. Well, would you please come get me, you stupid sons of bitches?
No,
blame your family.
All right.
All right, dude.
Goodbye. Long time listener. Goodbye, Skull.
All right, sweet.
Goodbye, Skull. Go who?
There was good old MC.
I hope he said Vikes.
Good old MC, you know, McGillicuddy Clorox.
No, it was Clorox McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
I heard the whole thing.
Oh, that was great.
I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, so I think he was too.
he was in a coffin.
Oh.
It doubles as a bathroom now.
Yeah, right. Right. Now it's a little bit of everything. Oh, man.
Can we end the first segment on this? Sure. You know, there's a semi-rite of passage on KFN over the years. And that is, whenever you have a very, very young kid, PA's done it, Common's done it, Hawk's done it.
Everybody have a wonderful day.
Well, you have your kid somehow make a recording either here at the station or on your phone, and their sound bites become drops.
Yes.
Right? And my daughters have never done that. I've just, I don't know, just never had them do it, which is fine. So the other day, my girls were kind of fake fighting as sisters do, right? They were yelling at each other with smiles on their faces. But it was funny enough because the little one's five. The little one's just spouting out nonsense. So my oldest daughter hits record on her phone and was just trolling. She went straight meat sauce, just trying to get Harper to keep saying nonsense.
Great.
Well, do you know the phrase, and Cosby used to host this show, that kids say the darndest things?
Sure, sure.
Check out what my five-year-old accidentally says when she stops a word short. My wife and oldest daughter start gut laughing, and then you can tell the little one doesn't quite understand why it's so funny. This is a very quick soundbite, so stay with me. You're going to see what she was trying to say. I believe she was trying to say horrible sister, but that's not exactly quite what she said.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Yes, it is.
Brilliant.
You are a whore. I think it was going to be horrible sister, but it ended up being this.
And you say that is not true.
Yes, it is.
By the way, did you hear the second one, too? Because Angie and Bailey start laughing when Harper holds the whore button. And then she just goes, whore. Like, she listen to the second one, which is, to me, even funnier.
And you say that is not true. You
yes, it is.
Whore.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Oh, my God. That's great.
The best. You are. Yeah. Clearly, the rest of us walked around the rest of the house that day just going, you are a whore. A whore.
I can see a state veggie shirt.
We send it to Clorox McGillicuddy.
Can't wait for Carly to get here at 7:40. That button might get hit. Or at least when Gail shows up.
Yeah, right.
All right, Front Page Sports is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
The Fan.
Time for our National Cash Contest. It's your shot to put a grand in your hand. Simply text the word pizza. That's pizza to 200-200 to enter. Standard text messaging and data rates may apply. And Hogsley, how about this? Head on over to our contest page at KFAN.com and register to win a family four-pack of tickets to the 2019 Trail of Terror.
Mm.
More information at trailofterrormn.com.
Duff.
Oof.
What a great song.
Great song. You want to hear another joke real quick?
Yeah. Is CM on the phone?
Mm-hmm. So, doctor walks into the examination room. And he looks at the gentleman sitting there and he says, I've got some bad news for you. And the guy says, oh, no. What? And the doctor says, I'm afraid you're going to have to stop masturbating. And the guy goes, oh, why? What's wrong with me? The doctor says, nothing's wrong with you. I can't examine you while you're still doing that.
Genius.
Duh.
I've got a follow-up story on Corey's recording.
Oh, yeah?
You have a similar moment?
Similar moment. 2000, let's say, 5. We are at a Twins game, afternoon Twins game. And do you remember the Hormel Row of Fame song?
I don't remember the song, but I remember the bit. I don't remember the words of the song.
When you are at the game, are you in Hormel Row of Fame?
I see where this is going.
If you are in a lucky seat, you win a Hormel hot dog treat. Mm-hmm. Great for lunch. Great for dinner. You could be a wiener winner at the Hormel Row of Fame.
Well done.
That's really great.
Yeah, it was great. We all like wait for it. We all sing along.
Yeah, the word wiener's in there. A couple of hormels. There's a lot of options here.
And sure enough, this is the game where the recording gets stuck, which is odd because it's like 2004.
Are you kidding
so
me?
I presume somebody was screwing with it on purpose, but somehow it gets stuck. When you are at the game, are you in Hormel Row of Fame? If you are in a lucky seat, you'll win a whore. You win a whore. You win a whore. You win a whore.
Are you kidding me?
And it just keeps going until you kind of get like the...
That's the greatest ever.
And I hear the guy behind me goes... The guy behind me goes, that would be a lucky seat.
That's great.
Are you saying
that's
not true?
You
yes,
are.
It is.
Whore. Whore. The best.
That kid's the best.
The best.
Hey, the Wild actually won.
Yeah!
Off the schneid. Yeah, Front Page Sports brought to you by our friends at Ryan Pasiga Law.
Thank you, Ryan Pasiga.
The Wild have their first win of the season. They won 2-0 at Ottawa. Goals by Rask and Parisi. Stalock with his sixth career shutout, his first since 2017. The Wild have won 7 straight against the Ottawa Senators. The Wild are now 1-4. With a couple of more road games still, because that's what this schedule looks like for the next handful of weeks. At Toronto tonight at 6 o'clock right here on The Fan. Then Thursday they're at Montreal before they come home to the X to take on Montreal again. So they got a home and home later this week. But 2 more road games, and then finally the second home game will be on Sunday against Montreal. But they're on the board.
Sweet. Nice. Good for them. About time. No one wants to be 0-5.
True.
You know what? Let's try this real quick. Can Chris Hockey name any team, collegiate or pro, that Jamal Mashburn played for?
Yes.
You think he can?
Yes, just because it's one he always says.
Okay. You think he can, John, or not?
Would I bet money on it? No, but I think he can.
I'll say yes.
Okay. Chris, can you name any team, collegiate or pro, that Jamal Mashburn played for?
Did he play for Indiana?
I don't think so.
I honestly don't know all the different teams.
The Pacers?
Hockey.
I don't think
there's a giant clue when Corey says collegiately.
So, Louisville?
You're close. Very, very close.
Kentucky?
Yes.
Kentucky.
Jamal Mashburn played for the Kentucky Wildcats and the Dallas Mavericks, Miami Heat, Charlotte Hornets, and then the New Orleans Hornets. Hmm. But you obviously know the name, right? The Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, now Jamal Mashburn plays for the Minnesota Golden Gophers because Jamal Mashburn Jr. committed to the U.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
All right.
Sweet. Mashburn Jr. chose the Gophers. Well, he's the 88th ranked player in the country, okay. But he's a 4-star recruit. Had it down between California and Minnesota. Those were his reported final two choices. But he chose those two schools even, and eventually the Gophers over Wake Forest, Auburn, Florida, Ohio State, and more. So a nationally recruited big-name guy, and clearly with the pedigree,
yeah,
a big deal.
Right. Good for him.
So Jamal Mashburn Jr. is a Gopher.
Good for him, man.
That's sweet.
That is sweet. I like Gopher.
Never seen him play, but clearly I watched his dad play a ton.
Yeah.
And, of course, the catch there is... Jamal Mashburn Sr. played at Kentucky for?
Richard.
All right.
No, Rick.
Rick.
He played for Rick Pitino, so yeah. Now his son will play for Richard.
Did he play on the national championship team? The one that was basically Tubby's team?
Probably.
Man, we're like 2 weeks away from both NBA and college basketball being back on our TV.
Wildcats made it to the final four of the NCAA tournament. So it looks like he may not have won it.
Okay, just wondering.
Made it to the final four. Anyway.
Sweet.
Gopher football 6-0. They're taking on 1-5 Rutgers this weekend at Rutgers. The Gophers are ranked 20th in both polls, and they are 28.5-point favorites.
Man. That Rutgers team is hideous. They fired their head coach already this season.
Yep.
They're awful. But the Gophers will roll to 7 or row to 7-1 or 0.
Okay. Well, the Washington Nationals, John Bonas, have a 3-0 series lead in the NLCS after destroying St. Louis last night 8 to one. Steven Strasburg was brilliant. The Nationals and Howie Kendrick were just crushing the ball all over the place. They won 8-1. They're up 3-0. One game away from the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, that pitching staff they have is real legit there in Washington. And they were really one of the better teams. They were one of the better teams for the last two-thirds of the regular season. They had a real slow start to the year, to the point where I think we spent one Saturday with Sauce talking about whether or not Max Scherzer might be available. And if at that time, that was not crazy to right. think that he might be available from the Nationals because they were so far out of it already. They went on fire for the last three, 4 months of the year and then ended up advancing seemingly on the brink of the World Series.
Here's a stat for you. In the three games of this series, the Nationals starters have given up 9 hits and they've struck out 28, and the pitching staff as a whole, 2 runs.
Yeah, right, and that was most of those were on the road.
Right,
the first 2 games started in St. Louis. So
today, I've read that there's some weather issues potentially, but Houston's at New York for Game 3 of the ALCS. That game's that series, I should say, is tied at 1. That's at 3 o'clock Central Time. Then St. Louis at Washington at 7 o'clock. And again, Washington 1-1 away from the World Series. So we could have one series shut down if the Nationals close it out at home. And, of course, Houston and New York will battle for a couple more either way. But
yeah, it'll be interesting to see. What, I mean, those were the two. There were 3 teams in Major League Baseball all year that everybody thought were heads and shoulders above everybody else. 2 of them remain. One of them is going to advance to the World Series. Those 2 are Houston and New York. So I'm glad we get to see that matchup in the ALCS. Dodgers were the third team. Of course, they got knocked out in Game 5.
Gotcha. How about the Eagles releasing Zach Brown?
How about that?
So great late point, last week, wow. He rips Kirk Cousins, his former teammate in Washington, basically saying Kirk Cousins is the weakest link on the Vikings offense. Then Kirk goes out and destroys Zach Brown and the rest of the Eagles defense. Then after the game, Zach chickens out and didn't man up and couldn't even answer questions about Kirk Cousins, just wanted to move on. Looked very shell-shocked in the locker room after the game. And then yesterday, the Eagles released him.
Right.
What a weird 72 hours for that guy. He played horribly. But think about it. Releasing a linebacker midseason is kind of rare.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
No.
They must have been super pissed that he played so badly. And then
especially because it seemed like it was their cornerbacks that we were picking on. That one cornerback in particular, that every time they seemed to get Diggs matched up against them, they would go after him.
Right.
Yeah, everybody with both Pete and PA said that Zach Brown specifically played horrible on Sunday.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I think he's been playing horrible all season.
Huh. Okay, so he's the weak link? Is that what you said?
Probably.
And that Eagles defense?
We mentioned it earlier, but the Packers did win in walk-off fashion, 23-22 over the Lions. The Lions had a big lead early. The Packers clawed back. The officials helped him out. And then Mason Crosby pulls off the game winner at the end.
It was really bad.
Packs 5-1.
Yeah, a lot of people are pissed, but yeah, what can you do?
MVP was literally the officiating crew for the Packers. Yeah. It was time after time. I would love to see how many I would love to see how many points they ended up giving them between stalled drives that ended up keep going on because on third down they found some way to penalize somebody.
Trivia.
Yes.
Play along in your car.
Yes.
This was before last night in Monday Night Football, but I'm going to assume based on how the game went that this didn't change. But as of last night, Aaron Rodgers was the 6th favorite to win MVP. There are 5 guys, according to Caesar Sportsbook in Vegas, that have better chances to win MVP than Aaron Rodgers, okay? Sure the line maybe move, but let's just for now say that it didn't because of last night. Name the 5 and see if you can figure out who's number 1. NFL MVP as of week 6.
McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey is number 4.
Russell Wilson.
Wilson is number
1.
Number 1.
Pat Mahomes.
Mahomes is number 2.
Ooh.
You guys are 3
Tom
for 3.
Brady. Lamar.
Brady is number 5.
Deshaun or Lamar?
Deshaun is number 3.
Yeah.
God dang, you guys are good.
Yeah, we know stuff.
Okay, but now that if I give you the odds, tell me which bet you like. Okay, Russell Wilson is plus 200. That's 2-1. Pat Mahomes at plus 250. Watson at plus 400. McCaffrey at plus 1,000. Or Brady at plus 1,200.
I'd go Watson.
I'd go Watson as well.
I think I'd take Mahomes. I think he's had 2 weird games. I think I'd say that Mahomes is going to figure it out.
What's Houston's record right now?
Hockey, you know.
Are they 4-2?
12-1. Yeah, they're 12-1.
They're 4-2.
Oh, hockey, you were wrong.
I'll go with Brady. It's long odds, but there's a decent chance they're 16-0 at the end of this regular season.
Yeah.
And if so, then he's going to have to win the MVP.
Fair point. The other guys are putting up better numbers, but your point is it's Brady. They might go undefeated or close. His number is going to be big enough that if it's 16-0 or 15-1 or 14-2, it's going to look insane.
There's going to be a tremendous amount of hype around him.
And you get 12-1.
Yeah.
Right.
True that.
Ooh, dude, good choice. Let's bet on Brady. By the way, for perspective, Russell Wilson before the season started was the 8th favorite. Now he's first.
Hmm. Well, he is the reason they win.
Yep.
Yeah. They have a mismatch receiving core. Yeah, he's 100% the reason they win.
All right, John Bonus is here. Again, Carly and Mark in about an hour and change. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Yeah!
Your heart is more than leaving, waiting on the shadow of a doubt.
KFAN.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. John Bonus is here. Hi, John.
Hi, kids.
Later, we'll have Carly Zucker. We'll have the lovely and talented Mark Rosen as well. But for now, Bonus joins Corey Cove, meets us on the bird myself.
So, where's your a-hole brother?
He's probably just waking up. Probably going to run a couple of miles.
Cute.
He runs like 13 miles a day.
Oh, you mean your real brother? I thought your a-hole brother was like a guy you hung out with a lot.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Like blood brothers.
Yeah.
Or Eskimo brothers. Yeah,
or other touch blood. Liquids.
Yes.
What?
Ugh.
Like beer and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know where my Eskimo brothers are either, but.
I thought you said he's running 13 miles today.
Guys, you might not remember this, but do you remember the Balloon Boy saga?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
You know, I had completely forgotten about it. Do you know what I'm talking about there, John Bonus?
Yeah. They actually did a Seinfeld episode on it, right?
No, you're thinking of Bubble Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Balloon Boy was like the kid that just floated up in that weird bit.
Oh, yeah, right.
And his parents were crazy.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. It was 10 years ago today, And number two, the whole thing turned out to be a hoax. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
What?
See,
no.
I didn't know.
I thought it was legit.
Okay, I'll take you through the whole thing.
Man, people are...
I know.
Our memories are garbage.
I know, right.
I forgot that was a hoax.
Here's the 911 call from the dad saying, oh my gosh, I built a balloon and my son has floated away in it.
How long has a six-year-old been missing?
Just a few minutes.
Was the flying saucer in the backyard?
Yes.
Okay, it obviously has electronics where he can know how to work it. He gets it up off the air, off the ground?
No, he doesn't know how to operate.
He does not know how to operate. And that's gone, though, too, right? So we are sure that he's in that.
Yeah, we looked everywhere, and then my son just said, be verified. He said, yeah, he went inside just before it went off. Because we had it tethered. It wasn't supposed to take off.
So, as you can imagine, every news source goes live.
Of course. The footage was sweet,
yeah,
right?
The balloon is floating in Colorado, and finally the balloon comes down, and CNN is there.
Richard Haney is the dad who built this craft, and Falcon, the six-year-old, still inside, and he's on the ground.
Bingo.
And there's somebody running towards him.
And he is on the ground, a fairly soft landing. Somebody has grabbed the ropes.
Somebody's grabbed the rope.
And they're going up to the little capsule, and they're going to check on his well-being. It's finally ended. You know that his parents right now are so relieved, and they're probably driving as fast as they can south to be reunited with their little boy. And it's a great ending. But all right, KMGH, your affiliate in Denver, says no one in the balloon. The mystery grows. No one is in the balloon.
It's not what we wanted to have to tell you, but
okay. Now, I don't know. I think by that she meant that they were worried that maybe he fell out.
Right.
But here's where things got heavy. It wasn't enough for Dad. He had to go on and talk to Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, no.
You're kidding.
I forgot all of this.
I did too, yeah.
And
yeah,
as he's Lord. Talking to Wolf Blitzer, Falcon, Jesus, his six-year-old son Falcon is sitting beside him and outs him in front of the entire world.
Did he hear anything? Did he hear you screaming out, Falcon, Falcon?
He's asking, Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for a show.
We did this for a show.
Oh my gosh.
Genius.
You guys said we did this for a show. Now Wolf Blitzer goes, what? Right?
Yeah, maybe your best impression, by the way.
That's yeah. Is that the bus driver from South Park?
Yeah. I thought it was Sheila.
It's Sheila, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the dad tries to change the subject, but Wolf comes back to it.
He said, we did this for the show in explaining why he didn't come out of the attic.
Yeah, let me interrupt this real quick because I think I can see the direction you guys are hedging on this. Because earlier, you had asked the police officer some questions. The media out front, we weren't even going to do this interview. And I'm kind of appalled after all of the feelings that I went through up and down that you guys are trying to suggest something else, okay? I'm really appalled because... they said out in front that this would be the end and I wouldn't have to be bothered for the rest of the week with any shows or anything. So we said, okay, fine, we'll do this. So I'm kind of appalled that you guys would say something like that. You know, it's...
You liar!
Wow.
And it turned out the whole thing was a hoax. And I love that the little boy goes, because you said it was for a show?
Man.
What?
That's kind of a genius plan, though. Yeah, let's give the guy... He didn't execute it well on the back end.
No.
But the front end plan is genius. It's what if we send a balloon up, we'll call 911, we'll put Falcon in the attic, we'll give him some Legos, keep him busy, and then the thing will land and we'll be like, we don't know where he is. It's national coverage. It's going to be gigantic.
And can
be
I tell
balloon
you,
boy.
I think this
and it
was
worked.
A long play, too, and I'll tell you why. He named the kid Falcon.
Right.
Yeah. This was Ed.
This is a long play, right?
This can't be a six-year long play.
It might have been, John.
Yo, you want to hear somebody talk in circles? I'm offended.
You can see what you're getting at here.
I didn't have to do any more shows.
You just, liar!
Wow.
Wow.
And as Swedberg always says, what's the punchline?
Yeah.
You don't have a punchline.
But even that, right, you could have, if the kid hadn't outed him and the guy could have executed it, you could have absolutely pled ignorant. You could have been like, we thought he was in the balloon, he was in the attic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's not, you know, they clearly stashed him in the attic, but you could have kept that with, like, we were 100% pure panic mode. We had no idea where he was. He was hiding in the attic. But all the kid did was say that one sentence and the whole thing crumbles. And clearly, the guy hadn't thought it through. Like,
right.
What if somebody accuses this of being a hoax? What do I say? What do I do?
Right.
Hadn't thought that far ahead.
Maybe not put the kid on TV.
Attention to detail.
Yeah, man. Attention.
That was awesome. I forgot all about that.
I wonder what happened to Falcon. I wonder where Falcon is
He's
today.
He's 16.
I know. How about that?
I worry about poor Falcon.
Poor Falcon.
I wonder if he uses that as a pickup line. I was a balloon boy.
Yeah.
At 16?
Right, we've learned the guy that was on the cover of the Nirvana album basically used that line, I bet you've seen my penis.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what now?
Oh, and
I was the kid on the cover of the Nirvana Nevermind album. Oh, yeah, I have seen you naked. Yeah,
and obviously, because the internet's brilliant, a lot of people pointed out that Falcon has starred in Up 2, The Hoax.
That's funny.
That was good. Falcon.
Just
Falcon.
Based on that episode, my guess is Falcon hasn't had a real easy 10 years.
I'm going to guess probably not. No. No, probably
That's a
not.
Terrible name.
Probably not.
Not the easiest upbringing from those parents.
No.
Hmm.
Balloon boy.
A Spanish matador is in the hospital.
Good.
I say these stories for you because I'll never forget that day.
Yep. One of the worst days ever.
And I'll always say, I understand different cultures have different things they love. I get it. But my goodness. Corey and I watched a bunch of dudes murder bulls for fun.
Yep. There was no sportsmanship.
When? Yeah, that sounds
in Mexico. We like went to 15 Mexico. Years ago.
Really?
Yeah, we decided we'd go to a bullfight. You know, yep. It sounds like something you want to do,
that
right?
Sounds like something I would want to do.
It's the worst.
It is very sad.
It's the worst.
It's
you want
not
the
a Hemingway novel?
Well, what you learn is, and this is maybe stating the obvious if you've thought about it, but I really didn't. You thought there was sportsmanship to it, right? What you realize when you go there is it's just torture.
Right.
You're gonna you don't watch an event. You just watch a bunch of people stab an animal until it bleeds out. It's disgusting.
Yeah, there's excitement. Like the first time you see him doing it, you're like, oh, this is exciting. That bull could kill that guy.
Right.
But then slowly the bull bleeds to death.
Jesus.
In the and cheap it's the shot
saddest.
Way.
That sounds awful.
In all these ways that don't seem fair.
No.
And like we've always said when we've ranted about this in the past, if it truly was man versus bull, and one man, one bull, only one person or one animal leaves, I'd say that also sucks. But at least the bull has a chance. If the bull kills that dude, the bull gets to be set free.
Yeah.
The bull has zero chance. That thing's going down.
Yeah.
It's going to get stabbed. Its throat slit. It's just awful. Yeah. We watched one guy in Mexico get his ass kicked.
Yeah, he was terrible. Jesus.
He was terrible. The bull died, and the guy got a round of applause.
Yeah.
I would have been as good as that guy. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst,
man. I'm like Ricky Gervais. I'm cheering for the bull to inflict serious injury on anybody that tries to do this.
Yeah, you know how like in movies where you see a guy fighting another guy and the one guy starts winning and everyone's like, yeah, kick his ass, Joe! And then eventually you're like, Joe, that's enough. He's had enough. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, you're going to jail. Joe, he's going to die. That's exactly how the bullfight goes. All right, this is cool, man. This is Oh, look at that bull. He can barely stand up. Oh, this is sad.
Right.
Oh, please, somebody.
Right. He's limping because he's
for that
bleeding
poor guy.
Right. Deaf.
Oh, it's just the worst.
He's got the worst.
Lots and lots of people stabbing him.
Yeah. A Spanish matador is in the hospital after being severely gored by a bull. Mm. Local media reports 27-year-old Gonzalo Caliabero was performing at Las Ventas Square in Madrid when the animal pierced him with his horns, striking his femoral artery. Which one's that, John?
It's one of those heart ones.
Mm. Do you know where it's located by any chance?
Isn't that the big one in your thigh?
You're right.
Okay, femoral.
You're right.
That's a bad one to have gored.
Oh, yeah, sure,
right.
Sure. Caballero was rushed to the hospital after losing 3 liters of blood.
Good.
Jeez.
Wish it was more.
Yeah.
From the 11-inch deep wound.
Yep, he deserves it.
Oh, my God. Spurgeon's operated on the...
Spurgeon's?
Surgeons.
Oh, wow.
Spurgeon wins.
Jared and his wife are like, we'll fly over. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah. And then the sturgeons came in. There was a bunch of fish in the operating room.
Spurgeon Wynn was there dropping some things. Surgeons operated on the bullfighting star, who now remains in intensive care on a breathing machine.
Who cares?
Caballero had just returned to the ring after being gored earlier this year.
Ugh.
Sir? You're not good at this.
Yeah, you're awful.
But guess what? Yeah. I guarantee you both of those bulls were killed.
Oh, yeah.
Even though both of those bulls
we won! Hooray,
yeah.
We did it!
Ferdinand is sitting there going, I'm 1-0, as he's getting his throat slit like it's the Red Wedding.
Yeah, right. Wait a minute, though. Wait, I won!
This is stupid!
Hooray!
I bet I get to have sex with all the female bulls!
The bulls are bouncing it out.
What is this? The officials in the Packers game? What's happening here?
This is rigged!
Right? Yeah. This is bleeding out.
This is BS! I kicked Jose's ass!
The other bulls are
hands to the face.
Hey,
this house
Rick
is a prison!
Rick got that son of a bitch!
Yeah.
Oh, wait! They're killing Rick anyway! Don't kill Rick! He won!
All the bulls on the bench are... It's like Gladiator, right?
Yeah.
Steve, you're next. I don't want to go next. Rick just won and got killed.
All the other bulls are like the two in Step Brothers, and they find out there's no cable. What?
Yeah.
I have a balloon boy dad update when we come back.
Oh, I my gosh, I can barely wait.
Oh,
thank
my
you very
God.
Much.
Well, what a great tease, Paul.
That's a hell of a
Thanks,
tease.
Gordon.
Those are gigantic tees.
Yep. Well, yeah, mine are getting huge. I basically have Z cups.
What about your chesty X?
Oh, yeah. The best, man. MyChestyX.com. Get them lasered off.
Okay. What really matters is next, scores and stats around the world of sports. If this will change your life with something else, this is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Duh.
Come on, blah, 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 blah. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in. 6:42. Today is the 15th day of October, 2019. John Bonus is in here. Of course, it's Tuesday, and we got Carly Zucker coming in a bit, as well as Mark Rosen. So much to get to.
And Sauce, you said you have a Balloon Boy update.
I do. So, this is from 2014.
So, a real up-to-date story.
5 years
so
ago, but still.
Update, but still. So,
but there's no way this guy was going to go 5 full years right. without doing something point, similarly yeah. stupid.
2014, the three sons were in a metal band called the Henny Boys. Then the dad decided he would try out more inventions. He invented something called the Bear Scratch. It's a back scratcher that attaches to the wall and allows a person to scratch their back like a bear.
I kind of like that.
This is something you'd love. He also invented something called Your Shakedown.
Ooh.
The device shakes the lingering remains of items from jars such as ketchup and mayonnaise and sells for 6 payments of $29.99. So that's what he's doing. He's an inventor.
It's not as bad. Not as bad as I thought.
I mean, neither, but still. I like that, the idea of the back scratching thing, to be honest with you. Like
yeah, I'm all over that.
Like an old bar. Do you like an old bar.
You were going to be an inventor, right? The soap recycler.
Yeah, the soap recycler, yeah. And then somebody stole my idea.
You had another one, didn't you?
Soap recycler. That was the jingle. I don't know if you guys remember.
I love that jingle.
See? That's a great thing. Yeah, you remember it, don't you?
That'll sell a lot of products, Hogs.
Thank you very much,
what
sir.
What was the soap recycler?
So you know how you go to hotels and such like that, and and you use you open up that whole thing of soap, and you get the bar soap out, you use it one time, then you leave it there. You got to believe they throw it away, right?
Right.
Or you're at home, and you've got all the little pieces of soap, right?
Hate those little pieces of soap.
So a soap recycler would be a plastic utensil that you could put all your little pieces of soap in, put in the microwave, melt them into one piece of soap. The soap recycler. Soap recycler.
That's a great idea.
I think it is. And then somebody invented it.
I had one invention that I worked on with a partner when I was like 23. It just didn't go anywhere. My friend Randall Peltzer and I had a thing called the Bathroom Buddy.
He's dead.
It had like toenail clippers and a mirror and like a razor blade to shave and toothpaste.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Like basically all of the things.
Just like a little organizer?
No, but it was like all, it was like one thing for all of your bathroom needs.
What?
It was called the Bathroom Buddy. Randall Peltzer?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just called him Randall.
Oh.
When you say one thing for all of your bathroom needs.
Well, again, it's got toothpaste, a toothpaste dispenser.
So it's a medicine cabinet?
Basically, but all in one little kind of item.
Yeah. Oh.
It's the Bathroom Buddy.
Okay.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. It was pretty sweet.
Sounds like
didn't go anywhere.
When was this?
Well, I mean,
you need to work on the elevator pitch, no question.
I think the idea originally came out in about 1984 or 5.
Yeah.
And then we tried to really market it in the early 2000s.
Good for you. Proud of you.
His son Billy was really nice, too.
Hmm.
Hey, it's time for What Really Matters. What Really Matters is scores and stats around the world of sports. And then in between, Chris Hockey will change your name with some... Change your name.
What?
Or change your life.
We getting married?
Change your face. Change your name. To something else. The Wild 1-2 zip at Ottawa. Rask and Parisi were your goal scorers. That is the first Wild win of the year.
Yay.
They're back at it tonight at Toronto. Carly will break down all things Wild when she's here in 45 minutes.
Good
what really matters,
now.
Though, is this.
John, I have some stuff for you today specifically.
Okay.
I got in the mail the other day a book that I ordered a while back called Early Exits, The Premature Endings of Baseball Careers.
Okay.
This is a book where some dude went through like all, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of players and how they died, if they died while playing baseball. Not necessarily while playing baseball, but while their careers were still going on or they were still alive. Okay.
So Roberto Clemente.
Yeah, but it's fascinating if you go way back in time.
Okay.
For instance, Charlie Bennett. Catcher Charlie Bennett played 15 major league seasons, mostly for the Detroit Wolverines and the Boston Beaneaters of the National League.
Okay.
Jimmy, come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Were they good? The Beaneaters?
I don't know. Perhaps the finest catcher of his era, Bennett popularized the use of the chest protector. Some recognize him as the first to wear one, a model that was designed by his wife. Bennett also hit over 300 on three occasions. On January 9th, 1894, during a hunting trip in Kansas with his buddy and future Hall of Famer John Clarkson, Bennett attempted to reboard a moving train, but he slipped and was run over.
Oh.
He lost both legs, one at the ankle, the other at the knee. To help defray medical costs, Detroit fans organized a benefit. Confined to a wheelchair, Bennett ran a newsstand in Detroit for the next 30 years. Later, the city named Bennett Park in his honor.
Huh. That's a bad way to end a career.
Oh, you just wait.
Oh, so he did not play after that?
Oh, man. So the chest protector, it sounds silly, but every time you hear somebody complain about, boy, baseball just isn't the way it used to be because they're introducing this or they're introducing that. Sometime go read about the introduction of the catcher's mask, which was done, I think, by the Harvard coach, was the first person to do that, and the backlash that he faced for trying to protect catchers' faces and heads from foul tips, and how it was going to destroy the game, and it was absolutely unnecessary, and if they were real men, they would just stand there and take the ball in the teeth.
Wow, it is
unbelievable. Like you see those sort of stories from you know the 1880s of the newspaper, and you're like, yeah, that's real familiar.
Yeah,
so, you know,
right?
You're like,
so a real man takes the balls to the teeth. I mean, I couldn't
especially
agree more.
Anybody on the Bean Eaters. What a great name! I'm gonna buy a. They have hats of that.
I don't know. I like the Wolverines better.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
This is for catchers before they wore catcher's mitts.
Oh, dude, this song's genius.
Hey!
What is this?
It's from Orgasmo.
It's brilliant.
What makes a man? Is it the power in his hands? Is it his quest for glory? Give it all you got to fight to the top. So we can know your story.
Dear God.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
The second... The second verse he says is he goes, what makes the man, is it the woman in his arms just because she has big T words? And then he says something else and he goes, yeah, it's funny. You got to hear it.
Okay.
Great story.
It's brilliant. Dude, I like that movie.
You sold it well.
That movie's brilliant.
I didn't care for it.
Oh, dude, it's genius. Orgasmo is like their first bit. It's super funny.
Yeah. It's not worth seeing.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's hilarious,
what movie,
Corey.
What movie is this?
Where they're standing around and there's a mariachi band playing and he looks at me and goes, I think this band sounds like Depeche Mode. That's funny.
Again, you're really selling it.
Yeah, no.
Go see it. Go see Orgasmo.
Don't,
it's funny.
No, I love those guys, but don't go see Orgasmo. Just watch baseball for the 50th time
or
South Park or Team America World Police.
Oh, yeah.
Those are all home runs.
I love that song. I'm going to listen to that.
Good morning, Jessica, by the way.
The Eagles are releasing linebacker Zach Brown, which is awesome because he trolled Kirk Cousins and now he's paying the price because he's jobless, even though Adam Schefter says multiple teams are interested. What really matters, though, is this.
Let me introduce to you Ghost Marcel, the third baseman of his era. I should say the best third baseman of his era from 1918 to 1930.
That's his first name?
Ghost.
That's an awesome first
name.
It's
a great name, right?
Falcon? Ghost?
Yeah, Wales.
That's a sweet
great point,
first name.
By the way.
I've never heard of a ghost before.
Was his middle name
Rats? I don't think so.
Oh.
I can check, though.
Ghost, what now? What's his last name? I was so enamored by his first
ghost
name.
Marcel. Ghost Marcel.
What a great name.
Great name. Known for his violent temper and fighting ability.
Meat sauce!
As well as his prowess at third base. Marcel was with Dave Brown the night Dave killed a man in a drug-related argument.
You're dead, Willie.
While playing winter ball in Cuba in early 1930, Ghost Marcel got in a fight with his teammate, Frank Warfield, over a craps game. Warfield bit off part of Ghost Marcel's nose. He was forced to wear a patch over his nose the rest of his life.
Jeez.
He only played four more games, because the humiliation of losing his nose became too much. He had once been a handsome, dapper dresser. He quit the sport altogether in 1934.
My God. Ghost was pissed.
Well, yeah, I'd be pissed too. He bit off his nose.
Went all Voldemort on him.
Yeah, right. Perfect.
Well played.
Jamal Mashburn Jr. committed to play basketball for the Golden Gophers. Four-star recruit. He's ranked nationally, according to One Service. His dad played for Rick Pitino back in the day at Kentucky. I think a lot of us remember Jamal Mashburn Sr. Now Jamal Mashburn Jr. is playing at the Barn, which is kind of cool.
That's awesome, man. Jamal Mashburn was sweet in old school video games. He was a great three-point shooter, I think.
So who else? Ralph Sampson III, of course, yeah. Right? Played for the Gophers. Do we have any other legacy guys with the same name as their badass basketball-playing dads?
No, I mean, Too Tall Jones.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm not funny anymore.
Man, what's happening?
I don't know, man.
Why don't you tell us more Orgasmo jokes?
I was just telling you about the movie. I think it's great. Yeah. I really like it.
May I give you one more, please?
I love this.
What really matters is this.
I want to tell you about Old Hoss Radburn.
Oh, yeah.
You know who that is?
He's a hell of a pitcher.
Yeah, Charlie Radburn. Yeah. He was a hard drinker as well, with a personality to match. His 309 victories rank among the all-time leaders. Radburn's 1884 season with the NL Providence Grays was particularly noteworthy. But let me tell you about later in his life. On July 25th of 1883, he pitched a no-hitter against Cleveland. Radburn is also credited with 7 one-hitters. Resilient, he pitched an amazing 489 complete games. Complete games.
Jeez.
Radburn retired at the age of 36 in 1891, partially because of syphilis.
He had syphy?
He's not done yet.
Oh, God.
He returned home to Bloomington, Illinois, and opened a pool hall. But he went hunting, and on April 13, 1894, blew away part of his face, including an eye.
God.
Calm down, Dick Cheney.
Yeah, jeez.
He also suffered some speech loss and partial paralysis. Old Hoss became a recluse, hiding in the back of his saloon. In 1897, the retired pitcher drank himself to death at the age of 43. Old Hoss Radburn.
Also a fantastic Twitter account.
Old Hoss Radburn?
Old Hoss Radburn has a fantastic, funny Twitter account.
Oh, he's dead.
The comments on baseball, old-timey baseball. It's very funny.
Man.
Funnier than Orgasmo?
Yeah. Well, especially the song that I don't know the lyrics to.
John?
Yes, sir.
You would love this book.
Okay, yeah.
If you'd like to take it home with you, you can. Just bring it back next week.
Okay.
Early Exits.
I love that. Thanks.
By the way, I bought this on Amazon. Used, you know?
Mm-hmm.
On the front of it, York County Library.
Oh, yeah. So when I walked in, I go, Hockey has a library book?
Yeah.
I thought that was, I wasn't going to say anything. I'm like, yeah, you do you. But I'm like, Hockey goes to the library?
I like the library book.
Yeah, sure, but.
Not the one in York County.
Yeah.
Remember when Amazon just sold books?
Yeah, man, I do. Yeah. I remember very well. It was groundbreaking.
Yep. All right, the news is next. A little more with John Bonus. Sauce will get to sports, and then Carly and Mark about 30 minutes from now. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. I'm the Fan. All we know,
this world. The Fan. It's time for our national cash contest, Hogsley.
Duh.
It's your shot to put a grand in your hand. Simply text the keyword yoga. That's yoga to 200-200. Standard text messaging and data rates may apply.
That's right. They probably will.
Also, Hogs.
Yes, sir.
Register for your shot to win a run of engagement passes to see Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix, valid at any Fandango participating theater. KFAN.com keyword events.
How long are you going to talk?
Who's seen it? Who's seen Joker?
I have. It's fantastic.
No, I have not.
Oh, dude.
It's, I thought I was going to see it with Mr. Z like a month ago, and I couldn't make it.
Oh,
and now I have just not gone to see it.
Have you seen Oscar yet?
Oscar?
The Grouch?
I did see that. That was brilliant.
Yeah, it was great.
Absolutely fantastic. That
so
trailer.
Good. So good. Hey, two things that you've reminded me of here. Number one would be on Amazon Prime, Jack Ryan, stars the dude from The Office,
John Krasinski.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
First two episodes are good.
AP Sports
of the first of the episode of the show, the whole series,
season one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first two episodes are good. The third one is great. From there on, it's really, really good. I encourage you to watch it.
Yeah, I've watched it.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
My neighbors, Scooter and Fellatio, said that they were surprised, because I haven't watched it yet, a lot more nudity than you would have guessed?
Oh, sure.
Oh, really?
Sure.
I wouldn't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because he's still Jim Halpert to me and always will be. I just didn't picture Krasinski in a show that had a whole bunch of nudity, but it sounds like a lot of nude scenes.
I don't remember that much.
I don't remember it being absurd. Yeah, but yeah, sure. I like nudity.
Do you see him nude? Like, are there any shots of him naked?
May
like,
I just maybe, tell you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Armadillo.
Is a penis an anteater?
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable.
Corey, what are you doing?
How the hell do you spell his last name?
Jesus.
That can't be right. That's like Zerbiak. There's no vowels in this guy's last name.
Is it more than one scene or is it a lot?
There's one every episode where you see his member.
That's not true.
Like, full on. Like, you see it?
There's one entire episode that has to do with nothing but his penis.
Which episode is it?
Episode 6.5, at least.
Whoa. Jack Ryan.
Yeah, it's the name of the episode is Off.
Oh, so it's Jack Ryan and comma Off.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Is it a C or a K?
All right, let's do the news with Chris Hockey.
Yeah, the news.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey.
Hi, my name is Hockey. I give you the hard news. Believe it or not, today is the one-year anniversary. It's not probably the right way to say it. The one-year... It's been 1 year since Jamie Kloss was kidnapped and her parents murdered. She says she's getting stronger every day. She released a statement yesterday that said she's trying to get back to normal. Authorities in Barron County yesterday thanked all of the people who helped bring Jamie Kloss home.
Man.
Unbelievable. That ended the way it did.
Yeah, right.
Isn't there a bar up there?
Yeah, I think there's a pretty good bar up there.
What's it called?
Never forget that as long as I live.
Oh, Buckshot Bar or something?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Buckhorn.
That was
maybe,
it. Yeah.
The Buckhorn, there you go. Maybe, not even maybe, the greatest group text night of my life.
Yeah.
I've never laughed harder at texts that I've sent and the text that you sent. It didn't matter what any of us sent that night, which was so weird, right? Because that was a night of celebration. Rosie's retiring, they found Jamie Kloss, and the three of us are peeing our pants texting each other.
Yeah.
With it's an inside joke. We don't have to say it on the air, but
no.
Just a train wreck of what we were all separately watching.
Yeah.
And the three of us just text, just... Zinger after zinger
you two
after zinger.
We're on fire.
I felt real good about
it.
You
guys
were
good.
I wish
it
was my A game.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I wish it had been for public consumption because it was really something. But
I wonder if we still have that string.
I don't know.
I deleted it.
The government can probably find it, but I hope they don't look through my text.
I'm going to look during the break if I still have that exchange from the three of us.
You know, I hate to say I told you so because I didn't. So I'd be lying, but I thought this. Harley-Davidson's electric motorcycle isn't going to be in showrooms this month. The company yesterday said it is delaying production of the LiveWire bike because of an issue with the motorcycle's charging system. There's no word on how long the delay will last. The word on the street, though, says this has more to do with a lackluster reception than it does with...
Oh,
I know,
really?
Right?
No one wants an electric motorcycle? That's weird. I thought people'd love that.
The problem is that it's silent.
Right.
Yeah.
So
Harley had a joint.
Yeah, well,
lucky.
Yeah,
a joint development
like to party.
Motorcycle with Porsche or something like.
Oh, is that right?
Maybe five, ten years ago, right? Hmm. Where they
BMW, so maybe?
They redid the engine. It provided more torque, less used less gas. It was
yeah.
a totally newly designed engine, And I was like, boy, it really seems like a good idea. And the guy's like, yeah, it doesn't sell because it doesn't make the right noise.
Doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound
the
like a Harley.
Whole point of a Harley is to be able to have that low guttural sound.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though. You guys are motorcycle guys. I love the idea of having to be quiet.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
That would sound, that's more appealing, but I'm not a, you know, bike guy.
No, I know.
That sounds great. Well, I hate that noise.
I will say this about having some noise to your motorcycle. It definitely helps with the safety aspect.
Loud pipes save lives.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, there's no question that I sometimes am a little... I've got a Kawasaki, right? It's just not as loud. It's not nearly as loud as a Harley. And there are times where I'm like, well, I wonder if that person knows I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Having a little bit of...
So you rev it just to make sure they see you.
Oh, for sure. My horn on my Harley goes, meep. My motorcycle goes,
right. But
solid road runner impression, actually.
I'd say the same thing if you ride those little electric scooters around downtown, limes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like when I'm passing somebody, I'm like, there's no way that person knows I'm here.
That's a great point. It's way too quiet. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Right?
Dateline Douglas, North Dakota. A man from Douglas will appear in court today for what he's accused of doing to a young gentleman after getting hit by a snowball. Gordon Van Hassel,
like a Scooby-Doo villain.
I know. Was reportedly walking his dog and was hit by a snowball as a boy and his friends were having a snowball fight. Van Hassel is accused of eventually knocking the boy unconscious and injuring him with multiple kicks. An aggravated assault charge has been filed against Gordon Van Hassel and said he would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Brilliant.
How about that, though? I got hit by a snowball and beat hell out of the kid. My God.
Getting hit with a snowball sucks. Especially when you don't know it's about to happen.
Yeah, but...
How often does it happen to you?
Oh, I don't know. Every once in a while. You know, a family gathering. One of the Lamberts is... doesn't get all the attention they want, so they go outside, make a snowball, and chuck it at someone.
Are you the biggest attention whore in the family, or is your Uncle Pete sauce?
It would be...
he's not an attention whore.
Yeah. It would be...
Who has to have the spotlight the most?
Well, Kel.
Yeah, but she deserves it. I'm talking about who begs for it.
Oh, Pete.
Worse than you?
Yeah, no chance.
At family gatherings, you'd be shocked. I keep a pretty low profile.
Lie in the weeds?
Yeah. Mm.
Pete Sauce runs court?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, he supplies everything, so my dad doesn't pay for any of it, but yeah. I don't bring anything, but.
Dateline Bismarck, North Dakota. A Bismarck man is heading to trial for allegedly assaulting a police officer. Gabrielle Arts has... Gabrielle Arts has pleaded not guilty to felony aggravated assault stemming from an arrest in September. Prosecutors say Arts caused serious bodily injury when he grabbed the officer's genitals and twisted during an arrest.
Genitals are for twisting, but not like too much twisting.
What? Yeah. No, they are not.
I have no interest in the twist.
Yeah, thanks, Chubby Checker. we know. Yeah, we've heard.
No, I was like, why is he stopping?
Don't wrench genitals.
Hey, don't you think...
yeah, that hurts.
You know, why do we not have the twist in the system?
I don't know, but I do know this, guys.
We don't. Damn.
When I was in grade school and we would have high school dances, the science teacher was in charge of keeping an eye on everybody to make sure they didn't get too frisky, and we called him the Chubby Checker.
So he watched you a lot?
That's good.
Thank you.
Good.
That is good, Hugs.
Thank you, Clorox.
The 28-year-old from Bismarck was eventually taken into custody using ankle cuffs and a spit sock.
What? Didn't you make a joke about a spit sock?
A spit sock. Yeah, thank you. Twist and shout. There you go. Thank you. We're taking a baby now. Taking a baby. Twist and
Probably some twisting and shouting going on.
Yeah.
Oh, poor police officers, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love you guys and gals out there. Thank you for what you do. Dear
100%.
God.
100%. Yep.
Oh, geez Louise.
Yeah, nobody outside of the bedroom deserves to have their testicles twisted.
Why would you want that?
Well, not like...
My God, you're into weird stuff.
Even a gentle twist.
First, it's the disappearing pinky.
Twist those.
And now you're wanting your balls twisted?
Yeah, but not like, you know.
But you can't do it delicately. No,
you're not
twisting.
Holding them and throwing a curve ball.
What, is she trying to open her locker?
Just like it's like Memphis Rain stealing a car, right? You put the pinky in the backside, you start twisting the front.
Yeah.
I'll get this thing open.
Right.
What's he trying to hotwire you?
Like a twist, like the, you know, like a lock number or like two numbers apart. Not like you got to go all the way around for the first number.
Yeah.
No one wants their genitals
wrenched.
You want the second turn to the third turn, not the first turn to the second. I got you.
Right. I want my locker code to be 1, 2, 3.
So you're like a wind-up clock.
Yeah. But it's just a, like you're starting a, from, it's just dumb. I've lost it all.
Yeah. A dozen presidential candidates are set to take the stage tonight, and the latest Democratic debate. Still a dozen? Really?
Yeah. Well, at least we're down from 20.
My God.
To 12.
So that's happening tonight. So whatever show you wanted to watch probably isn't going to be on.
Yeah.
Let's see.
There's always streaming services the Power Trip podcast.
Did you see hockey tomorrow? Obviously, you saw the Chicago bit they're doing. Like, there's an outbreak and all three of the shows are basically one show.
Oh, that's awesome. I love when they do that. Great. I love that.
Yeah, tomorrow night, all three Chicago shows are basically one show.
I hope everyone gets Mutava.
That's basically what it is.
From Lion King? And finally, now you can get grilled cheese and tomato soup in a crunchy bite.
Yuck.
Yum.
Lay's just unveiled its new chip flavor for fall. The combination turns one of America's favorite meals into an on-the-go snack. It follows other flavors such as fried green tomatoes and crispy taco. Might get that checked.
Oh,
the bags hit shelves nationwide beginning next week.
Just twist the bag just a little bit.
Yeah, not a lot. Don't rip that thing open. Just twist it a tad.
Dear God.
Yeah, you're such a weirdo.
You're weird. I'm the weird.
See, this is why I've said, again, I don't think I'm weird when I say this, but this is why I have no interest in knowing what my friends are into.
Yeah.
Because now I'm just picturing you sitting there on a throne.
I don't do this to myself.
A throne of lies.
Having some gal go, what do you want me to do? And you're like, well.
Alexa, play Twist and Shout.
We'll shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
I twist my balls.
Twist my bag. We're grocery shopping.
Now get your pinky finger out.
Get that thing out.
All right, I'm over. It's already over.
We didn't make it to the chorus. Maybe that's what the song's about.
I doubt it.
My turn?
Yes, it is, sir.
Thanks.
It's time for Fan 5.
Fan 5.
Brought to you this hour by Culligan Bottled Water.
Thanks, Culligan. Wild one, the afternoon delight. 2-0 over the Ottawa Senators. Stalock stopped all 26 shots that were shot at him. Victor Rask got the first goal. I think. No. Parisi got an empty netter to seal the deal. And the Wild are now 1-4, and they will face the Maple Leafs tonight at 6 p.m. The Packers won 23-22 over the Lions. The Packers won on a last-second field goal. The Lions are awful in the red zone and could not capitalize on...
did I stutter?
I did. Could not capitalize on giant opportunities. But the Packers were aided by two awful hands-to-the-face penalties on Trey Flowers, the defensive end for the Lions. The first two of his career. One went for a punt, but then two plays later after the penalty, they scored a touchdown. The other one gave them a first down, and the Lions, having no timeouts, couldn't stop the clock, so the Packers kicked a last-second field goal. The Packers are now 5-1, and the Lions are 2-2
and one.
How long are you going to talk?
I got a few more here, babe. The Vikings play those Lions on Sunday at noon, pregame at 10. Hogsley will be there.
That's right.
Zach Brown, the linebacker that ripped Kirk Cousins on Friday, was released yesterday. The Gophers, who are ranked 20th in both polls, go on the road this weekend to face an awful Rutgers team. The Gophers are 6-0 and are 28.5-point favorites. The best news of the day, Cheryl Reeve agreed to a new 3-year deal that will keep her here through 2022.
Beautiful.
Love it!
The Nationals beat St. Louis 8-1 last night. John Bonas, Steven Strasburg went 7 innings, gave up no runs, and struck out 12. Is he available in free agency?
We don't know. He's got an opt-out of his contract, so he could be. He has 4 years, $100 million left on his contract. He also has an opt-out after next year, so if he thinks next year's free agent market is more conducive, because there's so many good pitchers available this year, he could wait another year, so everybody's kind of wondering whether or not he'll be out. If he does, he'll be the second best pitcher on the free agent market.
Gerrit Cole will be one.
Gerrit Cole will be number one.
In 3 games, the Nationals starters have given up 9 hits and struck out 28. They lead the series 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. The Astros take on the Yankees at 3:08. And speaking of Gerrit Cole, he goes versus Luis Severino.
Severino.
But I did, yeah. Of the Yankees. I said that.
No, you said server.
Oh,
it only works.
Oh, he's trying to help your bet, dude.
It only works if you say it correctly.
Hey, okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm not good at reading. So, yeah, that game could be delayed by weather, but we'll see. It's at 3:08. Afternoon baseball, Wales. Right, John Bonas?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Twist those balls. Guys, I have an announcement for you. Oh, it's a very special announcement.
Do you need a physical?
Lakefront Music Fest will be taking place again, as it always does, in Prior Lake. Lakefront Park. Saturday, July 11th. We already knew that Lady Antebellum was going to be your headliner. But I'm announcing to you right now, Power Trip listener, in an exclusive announcement that just added to the lineup is Jake Owen. So it'll go Noah Guthrie, Jake Owen, and Lady Antebellum. July 11th, it's a Saturday. Music Star 5, early bird GA tickets are now available for just $60 for both days. The rock lineup will be announced later. Or $40 per night with a limited quantity being sold. There are also limited VIPs available for 21+. Love Lakefront Music Fest.
Jake Owen Wales.
Jake Owen freaking Wales.
Yeah,
every
Wales.
Time.
Yeah.
For more information, please.
Yep, that's it.
Look for Lakefront Music Fest and go check out that concert. It's one of the most fun festivals you'll play all year. It's so much fun.
And Muss will be there.
Muss will be there, and Muss will be upside down.
And he'll be talking about the Minnesota State Fair.
Yeah, he loves it. All right, one more segment with John Bonas before Carly and Mark join after this on the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Hogs.
Register
for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see WWE Tables, Ladders, and Chairs at the Target Center on December 15th. KFAN.com keyword contest.
Wow. That sounds like fun.
Hey, Hogs?
Yeah.
The CNN interview with Wolf Blitzer and Falcon.
Oh, yeah, the balloon boy?
That's on KFAN. It's on the Power Trip page if you want to see his dad just talk in circles.
Yeah, because he just... Yeah, we talked about this earlier, but it's been 10 years today since Balloon Boy and the hoax that it was floated away in Colorado. Worth seeing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See the look on his face.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes, sir?
Can I please have your attention?
Well, sure.
How do we feel about this? We know that Robert Pattinson is going to be Batman.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's a movie that takes us back to the early years of Batman when he was more of a detective than a true vigilante.
Oh, good. Okay. Good. Okay. Great.
Director Matt Reeves says, quote, "It's more Batman in his detective mode than we've seen in the films. The comics have a history of that. Bruce Wayne is supposed to be the world's greatest detective." Well, we have learned one character in The Batman with Robert Pattinson will be played by Zoe Kravitz, and she will be Catwoman.
Ooh, Zoe Kravitz.
How do we feel about Catwoman, though? Am I the only one that's bored with her?
Yeah, it's never been done well.
Michelle Pfeiffer was
Michelle Pfeiffer's
right.
Was okay.
Yeah.
The kind look, of a throwaway
the
character.
Look, the, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
The TV series ones are the ones I liked.
What?
The one from way back in the day?
Yeah.
Jeez hogs.
Even so, I don't know. I've just never really liked the character. I just, can't we just goddang do the Riddler?
He can do whatever he wants, free country.
I just don't.
There's actually woman. Some speculation that the Riddler was going to be in this one because of who was mentioned as being in it.
Wasn't Jonah Hill the idea?
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. Jonah Hill is supposed to be in the next Batman.
Potentially as a villain, and the rumor was, we were hoping it was going to be Riddler.
Right. Yeah.
Don't know. I don't know. Anyway, good luck to Zoe Kravitz, but I'm just kind of bored with Catwoman. I think it's the sexist in me. I just don't want to see another female actress.
That could be it.
Rosie feels the same way.
Could be it.
Rosie has a blog about it.
She's a lot more interesting in the comics, I think, than she's been portrayed in the movie.
Nerd! So
I'm kind of waiting for somebody to kind of break through, a storyline to break through here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes, sir?
Can I please have your attention?
So how do we feel about this? And we know Mountain Dew is a giant sponsor of the Initials game. We love Mountain Dew.
I love it.
Cold Mountain Dew is the best pop on the planet.
Love Mountain Dew. But how do we feel about this? It's a new product. We can ask the question, well, how do we feel about this?
Sure we can.
How do we feel about a pineapple-flavored version of Mountain Dew? Now, before you answer, because on the surface, on paper, I'm going, ooh, I don't know if that sounds great. The reviews are in from people that have tried it, and it's getting ridiculously positive reviews.
Hmm.
So
yeah, it'll work.
It's called Mountain Dew Maui Burst. Ooh. And right now it's only available at Dollar General. But the Mountain Dew heads are losing their minds saying this is elite. Yeah.
Hmm.
Hockey Sisters customers will appreciate that they drink it.
Here's what I want. Here's what I want from it. I want it to be named something like pineapple as opposed to Maui Burst, because I'm not going to be able to remember
which one is which.
I got Code Red, I got Maui Burst, I got the cool green
Code
wave
Red
or whatever.
Whale.
I don't know what any of these things are.
But if it was Mountain Dew Pineapple,
flavor.
Wouldn't that be too boring if it was just Mountain Dew Pineapple?
Yeah, but then I would know what it is.
Yeah, but
I'm never going to order it because I'm not going to be sure
Maui
what it
Burst.
Is.
It's about the kids.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be good in vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, good question. What could we mix it with?
Malibu.
Vodka.
Parrish is voting for vodka.
Yeah.
the answer from hockey is.
Yeah, hockey's voting for American honey.
Mm, yep, that's true. That's true. And Sky Vodka.
Feels like gin would be a good mix with it.
Pineapple Mountain Dew.
I'd drink it. That sounds really good.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah. Let's give it a whirl.
Let's give it a whirl.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in.
Why don't you have those grilled cheese chips and pineapple Mountain Dew together?
I would do that.
A grilled cheese sandwich dipped in tomato soup is...
Yeah, it's number one.
Yes.
With
yes.
a bullet.
Super yeah. good.
It's super
number
good.
One. Yeah, I mean, nobody's arguing with you, sweetie.
No.
Okay.
Well, Corey is.
No, I'm not going to eat it, but you can have it.
A boy from Australia once has amazing catch to be declared a world record. 8-year-old Jaden Malaro managed to reel in a 692-pound tiger shark while out fishing with his daddy in coastal waters near Sydney. Men on the boat, little ones, held on to the child while he struggled with the shark, fighting against the 33-pound line. The shark's weight unofficially beats the world record in the small fry category set in 1997.
You said he's 8, right?
Yeah.
How does an 8-year-old ever get that shark in on its own?
It doesn't happen.
So
he gets some help. Yeah.
Did he do any of it? I mean, come on. Let's nitpick here. Did he honestly do anything?
Probably not.
I bet he didn't. Like Hockey and I, if we went fishing, I bet he didn't even set the hook.
Set the hook.
Or bait it. You know, I can't. I would never put bait on a hook.
Ugh. No, not going to do that.
Yeah, or take the fish off. I'd sit there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the official rules of fishing are just, if it's your line, you get the credit.
Yeah, right, I think that's probably right.
That's about right.
They probably took two pictures for Instagram with him standing behind the rod and reel, going, I'm doing it!
I know, like, Rod.
I'm sailing! Yeah,
keep doing it. Keep going.
And then, hey, you broke the world record. Now let's put your name in every paper and every radio show in America.
And then the dad's like, next, we're going to put you in a balloon.
I know, Rod.
Get over here, Falcon.
Yeah.
What if his name was like Flipper?
That'd be funny.
He'd be like, come on.
And ironic.
Or Rod.
Yeah. Oh, Rod's better.
Yeah.
God, I wish I'd thought of that. Rod's much better.
What about Real?
Some bitch.
Well, Rod's an actual person's name, and Real isn't, so you don't get the bit.
Yeah, Real's a part of a fishing...
Bareal is?
Yeah, Bareal.
Bareal.
He pitches for the Twins.
I'm going to go to break and see if he can hit the reset button.
You guys hate me.
No, I love you.
It smells really good outside.
I like going out on a high note like that, yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Sorry, bonus. I ruined everything.
John, where can people read your stuff and hear you and pay to hear you?
Twinsdaily.com or check out the podcast GleemanandTheGeek.com. We will be doing Twins Talk every week during the off season. We break down it all. In the most recent one, we wrapped up the Yankees ALDS and then talked a little bit about the off season, what the Twins have available in terms of payroll and what they can go shopping for.
Some of those podcasts are about an hour, right?
Some of them are an hour and a half. The free ones are an hour and a half, and then some of the paid ones, the special ones we'll be doing occasionally during the off season, are an hour.
It's like interesting. $1 an hour.
Yeah, man, it's like a dollar an hour.
It is, just good like
a dollar an hour.
It's like $1 an hour.
Thanks,
John. Bye, Carly and Rosie are next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, it's Chris Hockey, the Power Trip.
The Fan.
Says she tired, little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20-inch blades like I'm Lil' Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, 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 G-Wagon. All the housewives pulling up. I got a lot of toys. 720S pumping Fallout Boy. You was talking in the beginning. Back when I was feeling unforgiving.
Hi, guys.
Heyo.
Morning. Lee and Mark are here. Hello. And Chris is gone. Chris has got to go film a TV show.
Seriously?
He's out? Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's gone.
Just left. Yep.
Okay. So oh, thanks for saying hi, Chris.
Yeah, geez.
I just want to talk to you guys.
Well, apparently, obviously
we
not.
Just cleared the room.
Good job. Hey, at least you're here, not drunk.
Mark?
No,
you're talking about Mark Rosen?
Who, me?
Who,
moi?
Wow.
We had so much fun. And for the record, my children with my parents... We were responsible.
Yeah, Rosie was very...
I was concerned, yeah, that's
he was,
all.
He was accusing you of some bad
No. That's just concerned.
No.
I knew probably better. They're all dead.
We just took the night to have a little fun, and it was...
What were you drinking?
Very fun. So we did what's called the best bottle night. So we asked everybody to bring their favorite bottle of wine or whatever it is, which was really, really fun. And, and then things got... Took a turn to flip cup and beer pong, and
flip really cup fun. Is the best.
The best.
Yeah, it's super fun.
It's so much
and
fun.
And we
yeah.
played with like 30 people, so it was
a true
amazing.
Relay race.
Yeah,
right?
It was amazing. Yeah,
that's fun.
So yeah, it was a great night.
Good for you.
I'm not going to apologize for the calls because
no,
I truly
never
feel
apologize.
Like we're friends.
Yeah, and you're allowed to have fun. Yeah,
right. And I feel like we're friends. And then when I'm drinking, I'm like, oh my god, we're such good friends. and then
Gail comes up.
Yeah, I'm like, we are such good friends. And you know what? I'm not gonna probably make it in the morning, so I'm gonna call and just say, hey guys. But then the next morning, I listen to the show, and it sounds like you guys don't want to hear from me at all, which makes me a little sad.
Not true.
What?
We had a really fun conversation.
Yeah, you were very nice. You're always so nice to me.
You weren't that one time.
Gail is
Carly's
not.
Really nice.
Gail, it was not. It was great when Gail was mean
wasn't
to me.
Quite there that night.
Yeah,
Gail didn't come out. Carly was still there.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be polite to say that Gail's pretty promiscuous?
Gail
gets around, right?
But that has a really bad connotation because
right.
Like, Gail gets around with her husband.
Sure, but
go
Gail,
on.
Gail.
Would Gail be called the W word?
I should have married a Gail.
Yes.
She would.
Yes.
Check this out.
And you say that's not true. You
yes,
are
it is.
The best.
Oh my God.
We need a background story. Yeah.
That's my 5-year-old daughter trying to tell her sister that she's a horrible sister.
No. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And just stopped halfway through the word horrible.
That's Harper?
And you say that is not true. You
yes, it is.
Whore.
Sounds like Meat Sauce reading a news story.
Okay.
Stop.
You are a whore.
So good.
Called her a whore, and then Bailey started laughing.
That is so good.
How did you happen to be recording?
So they were kind of like as kids do, they were kind of pretend fighting.
Sure.
So they were just trolling each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So both of them were yelling at each other with a smile, but they thought it was funny enough. So Bailey hit record on her phone, and then Harper dropped that bomb when wow. she didn't finish the word horrible. Just stopped. And, of course, Angie and Bailey started laughing so hard that it caught Harper off guard, stopped her in her tracks, and then she started over again briefly and goes, horror. Didn't quite get
That's
it. Doesn't funny. Know what a horror is.
No,
it's
brilliant. No.
It's really funny.
That's really
super,
funny.
Super funny.
Aren't they they're bringing back that show, Kids Say the Darndest Things. Yeah. You should put that on there.
Just save that for about 10 years from now.
Just
play back.
Not bringing Bill Cosby back.
No.
He's in prison.
It's Tiffany Haddish, isn't it?
She's funny. I don't know.
Maybe Bill will make a special appearance. Yeah.
Let's hope he does. Let's do Vikings news sauce.
Yeah. Let's do that.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Redco, your truck accessories.
Right, Vikings news will technically be Eagles news. How weird is this? So late last week, Zach Brown, former teammate of Kirk Cousins in Washington,
mm-hmm.
rips Cousins and says that he's the weakest link on the Vikings offense. This is before the game.
Correct.
That's
Friday.
What we call yeah. bulletin board material.
Sure.
Kirk Cousins with Greg Coleman after the game on KFAN said he was just told about that about 20 minutes mm-hmm. before that interview. So after the Eagles game, he claims
he didn't know anything about it.
Didn't read it on social media. Didn't. No one texted it to him. He said his wife kept it from him, so he hadn't heard that Zach ripped him. Kirk takes the high road and says, hey, Zach's an incredible athlete. He was a great teammate, blah, 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 blah. Could have destroyed the guy, basically
sure.
takes the high road.
He's a class athlete.
That's what Kirk does.
Yeah.
But, of course, Kirk just lit up the Eagles, Zach Brown, but also more specifically the Eagles defensive backs, so badly that the Eagles released Zach yesterday.
Well,
what a crazy 4 days.
Was that the reasoning they let him go?
No, probably part of it.
Or was it he's not a great...
It's that he's hurt, he's not playing well, and I would assume the Eagles are like,
this is kind of
your mouth shut.
Yeah, be quiet.
You're not helping.
The nail in the coffin.
Because it's pretty random and rare
to
just flat out release somebody after week six.
Right. Cousins legit had not heard about it. I mentioned it to him briefly yesterday when we taped their show, and he just went.
Oh, that's on tonight, right, Rose?
Well, it's on. It's not on at 6 on the fan because we have
KFAN Plus, I think.
KFAN Plus at 6, and then it's on
after the wild
game on KFAN. Yeah. And we have Anthony.
I'd play it instead of the wild game.
I would too, but that's just me. I'm just kidding. Anthony Barr. Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks are the special guests, and very entertaining with each other. And Cousins basically conducted the interview, and they talk about their association going way back to UCLA, of course, when they were teammates and roommates and the whole bit. But the highlight, I got to tease this because I wish I had a clip of it. Anthony Barr, apparently, you hear him before you see him. He is one of those guys who can really whistle. Can you whistle, Carly? That sucks. Okay.
That's
you can't
awful.
Whistle?
Okay, some people can.
That's a whistle.
That's not a whistle.
We all have friends who can, the fingers in the mouth going really loud. I wish I could do that. Can't do that.
It's a cool
But
trick.
There are other people who can really whistle a tune, literally whistle a tune. Barr is one of those guys. And so he's always whistling. They hear him down the hallway. So we asked him yesterday during the show to kind of, you got the UCLA fight song, the skull chant, whatever you got. So he kind of turns us back because he didn't want us to see him. And what does he do? Because he saw the movie the night before, he whistles the song from Aladdin. The song.
I Can Show You the World?
Correct.
Do you want me to do it?
I'd love to have you
go
do that.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay, this will be good.
Gotta wet my
What's your whistle?
I need it.
Wow. Maybe we'll start singing it.
That I've never fucked before.
No, I feel like you could understand what I was.
Yeah. He was brilliant.
Man.
It's like we gave a standing ovation.
Whistle off.
What a kiss ass.
Whistle off.
Yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, so that's on tonight. Among other things we talked about, yes. But Cousins had no idea about the Zach Brown bit. He could have cared less. He truly doesn't listen to any of that stuff during the week. So
that's smart, though. I would say on social media a couple days before a game for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he's not paying attention to that nonsense.
Right.
I mean, he had enough of it, and I get it. He understands that he's been the target of a lot of criticism. And he's looking, I'm studying stuff 8 to 12 hours a day, and then I go home and give my kids a bath. I'm not paying attention to social media.
What a douche move, though. Like, I love...
Yeah, I do, too.
I don't ever want to silence athletes because... I love when they say stupid stuff because then we can talk about it. Yeah. It's great. But what a douche move. Unless Kirk Cousins like slept with your wife or something and you hate the guy. My guess is Kirk did nothing to Zach Brown.
Zero.
No. So for Zach to just go out of his way to rip him, it's like, all right, maybe you don't like Kirk, or maybe you think Kirk's boring, or maybe you thought he was a bad quarterback.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Just keep it to yourself. He's a good dude.
But the beauty of it is that after the game, when he was asked about it, he goes, I'm not here to talk about Cousins. I'm here to talk about the game.
Right.
That is the game.
Yeah, exactly. That was the game. Yeah, okay,
Kirk just lit you up.
Tell us about that third or fourth touchdown pass he threw. What were your thoughts about that one? I mean, it's just so stupid. I'm not here to talk about...
It's like
Marshawn Lynch.
Right. Everyone on every network, former players are like, no. You have to talk about
exactly.
it. If you're going to talk it. Trash like that, you have to talk
just
about
own
it.
Back that
I screwed up.
They were just talking about it on ESPN. Yeah. You have to back it up.
Right. It's just, and it's juvenile. And I'm not quite sure there's
Speaking
much
of juvenile.
Any.
He would have been smarter just being like, you know what? Dumb comment.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have said it.
Exactly.
And
just own it. He made
me eat my laugh about it after almost. Exactly. He's like, that was stupid.
It wasn't that.
Instead, he got super confrontational.
Yeah.
That's
just make it
wrong
worse.
Move.
Death stares into the cameras. Going, don't ask just, about Kirk.
I've seen that stuff before. Yeah. It's just hilarious.
He probably knew he was out anyway. You know who wails?
Who's that?
CJ Ham at
really?
IV.
Okay.
Time now for the Vikings report on The Fan, presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings fullback CJ Ham joins the power trip after this.
Time for our national cash contest. It's your shot to put a grand in your hand. Simply text the keyword car. That's car to 200-200 to enter. Standard text message and data rates may apply. And right now, Corey, caller 11 will win themselves a pair of tickets to WWE Tables, Ladders, and Chairs at the Target Center on December 15th. Rosie, thanks for bringing in those tickets, man.
You're welcome.
I love it. You love WWE Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, and thank you for sharing, Rose.
No problem. I'm here to give. Okay.
Gail, are you in for Vegas 2020 or what?
Sure I am.
Is Carly coming or is Gail coming?
Carly will be there.
Carly will be there.
Gail will also make a special appearance, I'm sure.
Have you heard about the potential for Power Trip Prague 2020?
I have heard little bits and pieces.
Have you been to Prague?
I've never been to Prague. No,
your
I
thoughts?
Have not. Looks amazing. Sounds fantastic.
Now, this would be at the end of April. We're like 90% sure we're putting this together. There's still some moving parts. And a couple of the bosses are pushing back, but again, when have we ever listened to what they say? This would be at the end of April. So this is right after the Wild are going to be mathematically eliminated from the postseason.
Right. Then Jason can go. Jason and I will both be there.
I love it.
Rough start for your squad. Yeah, real
rough start.
Yeah,
schedule sucks.
Okay, have you watched any of the games at all?
I'll be honest with you, I've seen about 5 minutes of it because it's scattered. It's been in the middle of If you're
yesterday
a sports fan, football, baseball playoffs, college football, and the schedule's all over the map.
It was Canadian Thanksgiving yesterday, so it made sense for them to do it yesterday up there. But it's been a little confusing for me because I've watched a lot of hockey. Typically, I feel like I can watch a game and go, okay, well, here was the problem. I can see, I mean, I'm not a genius at it. I'm not, you know, an elite mind, but I can kind of see where the problem was. In the first few games, I didn't see a massive problem. It almost looked like they were on fire. They were playing really, really, really well, and I don't know why they lost.
Just couldn't score.
Yeah, they were scoring. I mean, it wasn't like
Sometimes they lost.
They weren't shut out.
They had a couple early leads
I mean, you know, they've notoriously kind of fell off in the third period. But I don't know. The first few games didn't have me downtrodden. I wasn't like, this is going to be a horrible team. Yesterday's game was a little snooze fest, but at least we got the win. And so hopefully we're on a good trajectory.
Well, the schedule almost dictates that there's going to be, there's no flow to anything right now.
This month really tough.
They had the one home game and they were competitive for a while and Pittsburgh smacked them around at the end. But it's, you know, they play one home game and three more on the road. And then it's just so scattered right now. It's hard to get into any rhythm of anything. And I don't mean that, well, that's, hey, they're ready to unleash their power. It's just that getting into, I think from a player's standpoint, it's hard to get into. I heard Jason talking about it. He'd rather play a game, well, they're playing again tonight, but rather play two or three games a week than play a game than off for 5 days, 6 days. I mean, this is what kind of the schedule, This is the problem when you have an 82-game schedule that starts in early October. I mean, it's just it's hard to get in with rhythm. And it's hard to judge this team. I mean, I think it's obvious they're going to still have trouble scoring goals, but we'll see how that develops. And you certainly can't make that quantum leap first week and a half of the season,
and
I don't think.
Zuccarello's a big new name on the team, and he's finding his footing with his line mates. And so I feel like
he was out yesterday.
Yeah. He's a little beat up right now, so he didn't travel with the team, but when he comes back, I think he'll be a big key piece. You know, it's not funny.
I was not laughing. I haven't met the young man yet.
I'm guessing you'll never meet him.
No, I'll never meet Matt Zuccarello.
Do you think you'll go to a Wild game at all this year?
Oh, I went to more Wild games last year than Timberwolf games.
Well, they're terrible.
Who?
Both.
Oh, well, I mean, but no, to answer your question, I did. I went to probably, with my daughter loves the Wild, so we probably went to half a dozen, 10 games or so. And then
I don't care anymore about the Wild. That was it.
Wow. That was it?
Let's move on.
Wow.
Carly, okay. I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Have you started the new season of S Creek?
No, I couldn't find
it.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. Okay. Have you started it?
That's the problem. I tried to buy it on iTunes. And I couldn't find
Very
it.
Very funny.
We have no interest.
They don't have the new season on iTunes yet.
No, it's on Netflix,
okay,
though, yeah.
I need to go to Netflix. I will watch it.
Obviously.
Today.
It's the best.
It's so good.
I like Succession, though. I've been...
I've never seen it.
Everyone says it's really great. I haven't started it yet.
You would love it. Yellowstone and Succession are my two top shows right now, if you have not watched
them. Succession is the ultimate dysfunctional... Power family.
And I cannot believe the parallels between Yellowstone and Succession.
Oh, see, I haven't seen Yellowstone. Okay. So.
Somebody, will you please watch them both so I can talk to somebody about that, how the worlds collide?
I got to finish Ozark. I got to finish Mr. Robot.
Yeah, lots to watch.
I got
to
hate watch Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like those are all not as good as what I'm talking about.
You still watch Walking Dead?
I'm nine seasons in.
You watch it on Sunday nights?
No, I'm a couple behind.
Why?
I can't believe that show's
still on.
It looks like it's not going anywhere.
Running Dead?
Rick Grimes has three movies coming out. There's a trilogy coming out, and then there's Fear the Walking Dead.
You don't watch The Running Dead where they all have diarrhea?
No.
Thanks, Scarlett.
Well,
Scarlett.
Hmm. Yeah, Scarlett.
I like it. Scarlett. Let's cut you up a little bit, Scarlett. let's do Fan 5.
Okay.
Hell yeah, Beavis.
Then I got to tell you about something that I watched.
Ugh.
Well, then let's get through this garbage quickly.
Okay.
The Wild 1-2 zip at Ottawa, first one of the season. They are at Toronto tonight at 6 o'clock right here on The Fan. Then they are at Montreal on Thursday, then home against Montreal on Sunday. So you still got like three or four more days away from
I know. That's why I got dressed up today, because I'm like, I have my options open today.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Guys on, yeah, he's out of town.
You look fantastic.
It's just like,
yeah.
See what I can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it working out so far?
Not great.
You're at a radio
still
station.
Still a lot of time.
This is called bottom
I'll hang
feed.
Out with you.
I got.
You really get dressed up to come in and do morning radio.
You know what? I like to look nice.
Well, you
Sorry.
Do.
You look lovely.
You look nice wearing sweats and a bandana.
How you dress just out walking the streets?
I have a lot less on when I'm walking the streets. Yes, it is.
She's going to hate you forever.
Jamal Mashburn Jr. committed to play for the Golden Gophers.
It's very nice. Yeah, I'm not going to say it because it's also good for you. Richard Pitino is very happy about this. It's a nice get. I mean, it's a four-star player, and the name itself means a lot in the basketball circles. His dad played for Richard Pitino's dad. And so, yeah, a nice get for the Gophers. They got to land one of those dudes that happen to play basketball in the state of Minnesota now for next year for their class. That would be a nice... Austin Garcia, is that his name?
Tyus Jones.
Tyus, good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, be good.
What?
Packers won 23-22 over the Lions on a last-second Mason Crosby field goal, and the game was littered with bad calls that Twitter went crazy for.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit deserved its own fate because of how poorly they played offensively in the second half, but having said that... The NFL's integrity took another shot last night because of the two calls on the hands to the face, in particular, a non-call and a pass interference penalty that they could have challenged, but those are rarely, if ever, overturned. So it was just a bad night for the National Football League.
There was a part in the game, Rosie, where the Packers defense had 13 players on the field and they didn't call it. 13.
I thought that was photoshopped.
No.
Seriously?
No, that's real. They just showed it on ESPN.
Oh, my God. I thought, that's why I didn't react to it. I thought, okay, someone's having fun.
No.
Just poking fun at the officials. 13?
No. All those penalties were awful.
How many are you allowed? 11. Isn't that the last time I looked?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, awful. It was bad. And that's, again, that's why the league, we thought the officiating might be getting better with all the replays, with all the challenges, and it's just getting worse. And they're overreacting. And the hands to the face thing is just, and I guess Bakhtiari, is that how you pronounce his name? He sold it. I mean, he sold it really
both
good.
Both times.
It looked like he got whiplash, you know. And I understand the heat of the moment. Officials are looking at it, but, man, it's not a review of
the
play.
They got 10 points off those two penalties.
Yeah, it was bad.
Because two plays later on the first, and they threw a touchdown. Second one, they didn't have any timeouts, so they couldn't stop the clock. That's a awful win for the Packers.
Human nature will tell you that whomever the officiating crew is Sunday in Detroit, the Vikings better buckle up and be on their game, because people are going to say, okay, now they're going to start throwing a lot of flags on the Vikings to make up for what happened last week, because officials they got called into the office and said, you guys screwed up here, here, and here, and so now they're going to overcompensate, and the Vikings will get flagged for 14 penalties on Sunday. Watch what happens.
Jeez, Rosie.
Saying. I hope it doesn't happen, but okay.
The current favorite to win NFL MVP is now Russell Wilson at +200.
Wow.
He passes Patrick Mahomes, who's +250. Before the season, Wilson was the 8th favorite at Caesars. He's now the front runner after 6 games.
Yeah, the ebb and flow of not just the teams, but the individuals, and how quickly things can turn. What happened to the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott and some of the other teams, the Rams are falling on hard times. And so this is what goes on. They can still come back, but yeah, Russell Wilson is having a magical season. He's single-handedly, I think, keeping Seattle afloat right now.
How about the progress too? How many years have we had? And Lamar Jackson's clearly still going through this.
Sure.
Where it's the lack of trust in African American quarterbacks, right? You just want to draft this white guy that sits in the pocket, and every black guy that gets drafted, he's probably just a runner, right? Lamar faces that question and laughs at that question.
Right.
How about the top three quarterbacks in terms of, or the top three people right now in terms of NFL MVP odds? Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
And none of the three of them, Wilson's very mobile, right? But none of the three of them truly win with their feet. They're great, great, great passers.
On the run, in particular.
They can run if they have to, but all three of them are just great pocket passers.
Well, I want to have a long career. You're not going to be a runner for very long. Ask RG3.
Right.
And,
even Mike Vick, right?
Cam Newton a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's just
hard.
You're not going to stay in the league very long if you're going to make your living running the football as a quarterback.
It's pretty awesome.
Well said, Rosie.
Wilson, Mahomes, and Watson.
Is Wilson really Mr. Sierra?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's really good. Great point.
He's lucky. Really good. He is really good.
No.
Yeah. Like him.
Sierra missed? Sierra.
All right, more importantly, that's his enough for sports. Rosie. Yeah.
Obviously.
Unpopular comment I'm going to make right now. I went to go see a movie yesterday. I did not like The Joker.
Ooh. Mark Rosen, Paul Lambert. PJ Lambert, Mark Rosen.
I didn't say anything specific about Joaquin Phoenix's performance yet.
Yeah.
He is frightening, disturbing, but I wouldn't exactly call him multi-layered. I mean, I didn't understand what they were going for here, other than the fact that you have, I mean, spoiler alert, I'm not going to give away everything, but first of all, this is not a cartoon. This is not even Heath Ledger. And to me, Heath Ledger still set the bar way too high because of the depth and the layers of character that he presented in The Dark Knight. But to me, what I watched yesterday was, unfortunately and sadly, just a mentally ill man who lives with his mother, who had a tortured past, doesn't have any friends, gets bullied, can't make friends with the attractive woman down the hallway, tries to be a comedian when he really doesn't have any talent whatsoever. And I just kind of, he didn't represent good versus evil, good versus the multi-billionaires out there in the world, which gets exposed a little bit. He's a very sad character, and Joaquin Phoenix plays him to the hilt. Don't get me wrong. He's brilliant. But I just didn't like the movie. I walked out there going, what did I just see? I mean, it's very, very, very disturbing, I thought. And I just walked away going, what? Okay, I get it. He was, it's a reflection on this person and what mental illness can do to someone. And that was it.
All right, PJ, your chance at a rebuttal.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rosie's entitled to his opinion, but your opinion is wrong. You're right about the movie.
I've seen it twice.
Uh-huh. The movie is the movie. But as I've said before, and I get ridiculed because everyone thinks I'm an idiot, Dark Knight, the movie itself, sucks.
No, it didn't.
Not true.
The movie is awful. The movie is awful.
Not true. Jeez,
not even.
And the only reason we talk about that is because, unfortunately, Heath Ledger passed away. If Heath Ledger was still alive, you'd go, yeah, it's great. No, Joaquin Phoenix is stunning in that movie. It's way better than what Heath Ledger did, because Heath Ledger's in that movie for like 13 minutes. Joaquin Phoenix carries a bad film.
Yeah, but what did he? What?
Or a bad
tell
movie.
Me about Joaquin Phoenix. How I
he's
described
stunning
it.
In that.
What do you mean? Don't use the word
why,
stunning.
Here's
tell
why
me,
he's good. Though.
Don't use stunning.
Because that is the story of the Joker. That's the comic book story. Yes, it is. That's they didn't make that up. They weren't like all of that. But all of that is what the origin story. It doesn't matter. Arguing with you two is awful. Because no matter what I say, I'm wrong.
No.
Yeah,
I'm not discussing.
Even arguing.
Why are you yelling?
I'm not arguing.
I'm not arguing. Shut up.
You don't have to argue.
When my point's right, then I'm called an
idiot.
I'm not going to. Look, I said people.
That's the story of the Joker.
I'm not trying to talk anyone out of their opinion about the movie or how they feel about Joaquin Phoenix.
You're talking to back me up.
I just wanted to say this is how I felt watching the movie. You're entitled to your own opinion. I'm not going to try to change your mind.
Not on this show, I'm not.
Of course you are.
May I interject with a question?
Yes, Carly.
A pregunta, if you will. Actually, Chris is on the line.
No,
go to
right.
Chris. No. Mine's not important. I'll ask it later. Go to Chris.
Well, I'm almost to TCO, and I'm going to call in because, I love you, Sauce, but you just failed miserably, and I need to defend the film.
Well, what did I say?
What you said was they didn't just make all that stuff up. It's a fiction.
No. Sorry. What I meant is, though, is they... Yeah, I know it's fiction, but, like, it's not... That's the story, though. It's not that they... whatever.
I thought it was really gritty and all
you
that kind of stuff.
You guys are mean.
Yeah. Well,
you think I'm a bully? All of you guys are bullies.
We didn't say anything negative about you.
I appreciate your movie review.
No.
I hate all of you.
Let me rebut just a little bit about why Joaquin was so great, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, this is one of the things, the laughter, mm-hmm. whenever at obscene times, the weird
right.
laughter, the facial mechanisms he was using, the scene where he finally admits to his little buddy that he'd stop taking his medicine,
right.
All of that stuff, all of those things, it was. To me, it was watching a maestro at work. I thought his portrayal of a lunatic, because you're right, Rosie, like I said it on the show, this is not a character you can root for because this is not a cartoon character. This guy lives in our world. The Joker from Heath Ledger lived in the Batman universe.
Correct.
This guy
lives in
our world.
Correct.
And that was the difference for me.
Well, I just look at it, and I thought, that's a real psychological disorder by all accounts with people with that uncontrollable, which, again, I thought that part was brilliant. He can't control himself, and he was getting the bleep beat out of him. It doesn't matter. I just didn't find that as the movie went from beginning to end that there was a lot of depth to his character. That's all I'm saying. He was really, really, really good at what he did, and that's who he is, and that's who he was. As opposed to, and again, I'm making the comparison with Heath Ledger, who had to be all over the map, playing different roles, and his dialogue was succinct and everything else. I thought the grittiness of showing the scenes of the movie, all that was spectacular. There's a lot I liked about the concept of the movie. I just didn't like the movie.
Yeah, and I get that. I do, and I'll say this one thing too, and your nose for movie is much better than mine. You understand the idiosyncrasies better than I do. But I'll just say this. I think one of the problems that you fell victim to unwittingly
uh-huh.
is the high expectations going in. I
get it. I tried not to.
Yeah.
But I know.
But that does happen.
It does. It happens. Naturally, it happens. And I get it. I kind of kept an open mind about it going in there yesterday afternoon. But... And again, I'm not trying to talk anybody out of it. I just buyer beware when you watch it. It's just a lot of people around me, and it wasn't packed as an afternoon theater,
right.
but was kind of just stunned silence for people who were walking out of the theater. And maybe that's what they wanted. You know what I mean? It was It's not, you're not humming a tune getting out of that movie, and it's very disturbing. But that's it.
Will you guys do me a favor real quick? I'm gonna hang up because I'm pulling into TCO right now. Will you do me a favor? Make sure before you guys leave today that Sauce knows that movie wasn't real.
We'll make sure to tell him.
Please. I love you, Saucy.
He's so mad right now.
Bye.
Someone was saying there's no true origin story for the Joker. They just made up the entire story.
One of the bummers, I think, of the Joker in this film that some people who know the Heath Ledger is that you said there's no funny component. Like, there's no humor to it. And I think part of Heath Ledger's was that he was funny.
The dark
even
humor.
Though it was horrible and horrific and things he did were tragic.
Again, like when he...
It was funny. Like, you laugh.
When he walks up to Aaron Eckhart's character in the hospital and just goes, hi. Like, that's the darkest way of saying, sorry, I just killed your girlfriend. I'm real sorry.
But Heath Ledger's point was, the dialogue in there, some people just want to see the world burn, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Joaquin Phoenix didn't care about watching the world burn. He didn't care about it. He became this cult hero at the end as the movie goes on. He wasn't asking for it. He wasn't looking for it. He was just a maniacal, unfortunately mentally ill man who happened to become this person in the context of what's going on in our crazy world. That's the difference between Joaquin Phoenix's character and what Heath Ledger did.
You seem to be arguing, though, that I feel like the more you talk about him, the more you're like, this was a fantastic performance, to be honest.
I'm not. His performance was terrific. I mean, I'm not saying he's not even Oscar worthy. I just found that was from beginning to end, there wasn't a lot of depth to it. That's all.
You know what's interesting? I haven't seen it yet. And Carly, you should see it too so we can have a tiebreaker.
Sure.
But and I'm not, the way you're describing it is the way I felt watching The Passion of the Christ is that sometimes when movies are made about a character that everybody's familiar with, sometimes the movie makers forget to tell the god dang story, no pun intended.
Right.
It's almost like, well, everybody knows the Joker, so we don't have to be super deep because you know who the Joker is. Is that kind of what you're saying, where there's not a lot of depth to the character? You just have to accept
this Joker is just completely, and it wasn't, that's not who he was from the beginning. Heath Ledger was the Joker. This guy turned into the Joker. He was a clown. He has made his living poorly as a clown, a street clown and a sidewalk clown.
Can we leave it to bed? Now? Are we done? Yeah. Can we just put it to
bed? It's fun to talk about.
Put it to bed.
It's okay.
I guarantee you I can cheer Sauce up after this because I have Sauce semi-breaking news. Do I have what?
Boobies.
That's what you have. Go over there and just hug him or something. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
What's happening, sports fans? Meet Sauce here from my great friends at Sleep Number. Sleep Number beds whale. You want to know why? Because it's the greatest bed of all time. In football, it's the 100th year of the NFL, and more than 18,000 players are game and ready because of their Sleep Number beds for proven quality sleep. Think about that. They get improved sleep every night because they want the greatest bed of all time, and they are game for the best bed of all time, and that is a Sleep Number bed. I have a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Here's why it wails. When I move, it moves. It's the most comfortable bed of all time. Sleep Number bed allows me to adjust it on each side, so no more couple fights for all of you out there. My Sleep Number is 55. That means I like it a little bit on the firm side. Experience the smart, effortless, comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Find your competitive edge with proven quality sleep and now save up to $400 on select Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the Minnesota Vikings. You will only find a Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Find your nearest Sleep Number store at sleepnumber.com, or you can go to the many, many stores like the Mall of America, the one in Ridgedale, and they are all over, including the one in Maple Grove, which wails.
KFAN, Tote the Fan.
Ladies
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, here we go. The 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees are out.
All right.
These are the people, 16, that will be eligible, not the ones that are in. These are the ones that are eligible for this year's class. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Take that, take that, take that.
Notorious B.I.G.
Yes.
Think Biggie's getting in?
Yeah.
He 100% has to. You can't nominate him and not have him in.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two.
Oh. She's not in?
Not yet.
How's that possible?
Well, she's dead.
Well, what happened to Notorious B.I.G.?
Well, we're going to Whitney.
Who's Notorious B.I.G.?
Notorious. Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
How is Whitney not in?
Yeah. No S.
Number three.
Oh. This song wails.
Carly, you like Nine Inch Nails?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I like Nine Inches of it.
Gail loves this song. Oh, yeah.
Judas Priest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oldie but goodie.
Breaking the Law. Isn't that the song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beavis and Butthead loved that song.
Kraftwerk, MC5, Todd Rundgren, Pat Benatar, Soundgarden.
Oh, Soundgarden.
T-Rex, Thin Lizzy, Doobie Brothers, Chaka Khan, and then Motorhead. And then a couple to round this out. One of my favorite bands of all time.
T-Rex?
Depeche Mode is in the final 16.
Corey, this is T-Rex. Right here. Not this. This. Yeah, what? That? Dumb.
Can we play some more Notorious?
We can get back, yeah.
Yeah.
Last one, though.
Yes.
Dave Matthews. Yes.
Yeah, they deserve it. I don't know if they'll get in, because that's a good list.
Sorry, how many get in?
I think like five. Is it five?
Pick your five.
Depeche Mode for sure.
Yeah.
B.I.G., Whitney.
This should be in.
Spurgeon Wynn has a better chance of getting in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Than what, this?
Than Dave Matthews.
Okay, Rosie, you're just pissing me off. Your take on the Joker was awful.
It was.
This band is arguably one of the biggest touring acts of all time. They belong in. Every album they've ever released is a number one album.
They're very popular.
But yeah, they don't belong to be
is
in.
It
yeah,
satellite?
You're right. You're right, Matt Pinfield. God, I've made out with a lot of chicks to that song.
What I'm about to say, though, is going to piss you off, and I can't believe it. You think it's amazing that Whitney Houston's not in? Here's eligible acts that were overlooked this year that aren't even in the final 16. And some of them have previously been nominated, so some of them have been in the final group and not made it. This year, they're not even in the final group, and one of them specifically pisses me off. Jay Giles Band.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
They're on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Joy Division, outside looking in. Iron Maiden, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
They suck.
They're terrible.
Motley Crue, suck it, Chris.
Terrible.
Aww.
Sonic Youth, that's fine.
What?
I don't know who that is.
Beck, on the outside looking in. Beck
I've seen Sonic Youth. They opened for REM when I saw them.
Willie Nelson is not in
yet. Wow, that's hard
to believe. How is that possible?
How is Willie not in? Willie's always in. Right, Gail?
So
Willie
is a cloud.
Is
and the one that pisses me off, they're not in and they should be.
Of course.
Rage Against the
Machine. That's so stupid.
Who gets the vote on this? What members of the music?
I don't know.
What? How are they not? That's just dumb.
Rage should have been first ballot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
God, yeah, just let him make some money.
He has so many good songs.
He's trying to feed his daughter.
Yeah.
What a great dad.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the
This was, man, this was so,
so
he was so Well, he was big, but it was not figuratively speaking, but he was gigantic when I was in like middle school.
Do you remember when him and Puff Daddy performed?
Yeah.
What I don't remember what it was. Probably the Music Awards or something.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, they're the iconic. Best, dude. I love B.I.G.
So the other day, somebody was saying that they think Elvis is alive and well somewhere.
Like, sure he is.
And my joke to that person was, he's on the same island as Tupac, right? And then I brought up the point, what if B.I.G., Tupac, Elvis, whoever, Andy Kaufman,
of course.
What if it truly was the case? What if Tupac just walked onto a stage one day and said, you guys were right.
Right, I'm here.
I thought it was a good bit.
Murder wouldn't be the case that they gave them.
What would happen to the world if Tupac walked onto a stage today and said, I'm back? I mean, be honest. I'm talking media coverage. How would the world change if Tupac walked back into Earth today? Not rising from the dead. Let's be adults here.
Yeah.
I'm talking he was never dead.
It would turn on its axis a little bit, yes.
Wouldn't that be the coolest, most mind-blowing twist / prestige of all
prestige,
time?
Prestige, good point.
Right? It'd be unbelievable.
It'd be a 25-year play.
Yeah.
Well, Sauce thinks that's going to happen with Andy Kaufman.
There are a lot of people that thought Andy Kaufman was going to show up to the SNL 40th anniversary show.
I know.
I think Andy Kaufman's alive.
Of course you do.
Let me ask you this. Let's go back to Tupac specifically for a second. If Tupac was alive the whole time and came back from his little island vacation for the last 25 years, would he be the number one rapper in the world almost the day that happened? Like, my guess is he takes over the throne.
He comes back with new music that he's been working on for 25 years.
It would be the craziest moment in the history of pop culture.
Absolutely.
He's been stuffing donuts into his face and, is now a 70-something-year-old rocker. I mean, that would be difficult.
How old would Tupac be now?
He's probably 30, 40, 50.
Because he was killed, I think, when he was 23, 24, and that was 25 years ago. Tupac, I have no idea.
Or wife or something.
So my guess is he would be closing in on 50.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't he like the Lil' Kim era? Like, they're about the same age?
Maybe. You're thinking
he died when he was 25 in 1996.
Okay. Yes, I am. I'm thinking of Faith
Evans was Biggie's gal.
Got it. Okay.
He died in 96 when he was 25.
All right, so he's about Hawks age.
Yeah.
Ready to roll.
It would be the coolest pop culture moment ever.
It'd be the greatest of all time.
You'd be like, this is the most round-the-clock coverage. It would be insane.
Anyone
Twitter
like that.
Would shut down.
Round-the-pock coverage.
Could you imagine an Oprah interview with Tupac when he returns?
Oprah doesn't do TV anymore.
Oprah's
back,
she has her own network.
What? She died.
She has her own network.
Tupac, he'd go straight to Ellen.
Right. Yeah, speaking of
Pop
Ellen.
Pop watches Ellen.
I got an Ellen bit for you when we come back.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
All right, and we'll do headlines with Rosie and Carly. That's Meat Sauce, and I'm Corey Cope. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
You're listening to the Fan.
All right, welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Corey Cove, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert, Carly Zucker, Mark Rosen. Hi, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Sauce, we were talking about Ellen before the break, and you said there was a Ellen clip of some kind or something. I don't know what you teased.
Yeah, Howard Stern, who I think a few of us are familiar with, was on. He was on Ellen's show, and he talked about the George Bush situation with Ellen in the Dallas Cowboys game.
People have this picture in their mind of you and George Bush. What you need to do, in my opinion, is take a picture with me, making out with me.
How?
Now just hear me out. Once people see me with you, no one's going to be thinking about George Bush.
I say, oh, that's true.
That's my thought.
I see.
Are you okay with this?
Look, nothing worse can happen to me now.
When is the last time you kissed a guy? Like this, I mean.
Like,
romantic.
Wait, how are we going to kiss?
You want to erase the George Bush picture.
We're not going to make out.
Well, I don't mean tongue.
No tongue.
I mean,
no tongue.
Are you ready?
I am.
This is the picture that is going to make America forget that you were sitting next to George W. Bush. You're so smart to do this.
Okay.
Here we go. Hold it. There was, I think there was tongue.
There was no tongue. There was no tongue.
I felt you pushing a little bit.
No, there was no tongue.
I was actually watching it yesterday.
He's I love Howard Stern.
It was just a nice, innocent smooch. But
yeah,
his wife was
great.
Yeah,
he remarried.
Is this our opportunity?
I'm all in.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, he's making the circuit out there in L.A. He never goes to Los Angeles. He doesn't like leaving his own house. That sounds like Corey, actually. Doesn't like to leave his own house. He's promoting.
Stern and I, you know, hey,
he's still promoting his book, which
Dark
is
Star
brilliant.
Said I was the next Tom Bernard. Maybe I'm the next Howard Stern.
He might be, yeah.
The maestro.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to make out with Carly or what?
Yes.
What's of course.
You do?
Hell yes.
I'd also like Tongue to see up. Your topless.
All right, let's do headlines.
Now it's time for headlines.
All right, you guys react to these stories, okay? A woman in Missouri who sat on her boyfriend's face and demanded a sexual favor has pleaded guilty to domestic violence.
Hold on.
Back that bus up.
Wow. Man.
Now it's time for...
You're supposed to ease into these things, Corey.
A woman in Missouri who sat on her boyfriend's face and demanded a sexual favor from him has pleaded guilty to domestic violence. Apparently he was not interested.
Okay, so she had...
My guess, again, I don't have the details, but my guess is he wasn't interested in that act.
He called the cops?
I don't know.
What? It's one of the greatest acts of all time.
My sources say you're not into that.
So I'm super into it.
That's not what I heard. California is banning high schools from starting before 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, kids' brains don't work that early in the morning. Neither do most adults' brains.
Yeah.
We just proved them at this show.
There's nothing. I see kids out waiting for the bus stop at 6:30, 6:15.
6:30?
Yes, they're out there that early.
My kid gets on the bus at 7:12, and she's 5 years old.
It's all about the transit.
That's
ridiculous. It's a transportation.
Let them ease into the morning a little bit. Let them wake up.
Give them some caffeine in the morning, for crying out loud.
Give them some coffee.
Right.
Little espresso.
Little Red Bull. Come on.
Four inmates escaped from a federal prison in Texas and then came back with whiskey.
Well, they were thirsty.
I wonder if they walk back in and go, look, we're not in more trouble, right? Because we did come back. Yeah. We just wanted to get whiskey.
Is this the sequel to Escape of Dannemora?
Which is a great show. Yeah. But
great show,
my
yes.
guess is they're going, look, if we just make a run for it, if we ever get caught, we're never getting out. What if we just get some whiskey, we'll go back, we'll say, apologize. Look, guys, you have to understand, we could have just been on the run forever. So just correct. Slap on the wrist, let us have our whiskey.
You want a drink? Share it with the guards.
Put us in ISO for like a week, and then we'll call it a day.
Yeah, but don't take our whiskey.
Insert a story.
Of course.
Probably going to be a sausage story.
You broke out of prison?
Okay. No, but I snuck out of the house one time in high school. Sure. I did one time.
For some
I snuck
dude.
Out. And yes, it was. Mm-hmm. And I left a note behind for my parents that was like, don't worry about me if you come down and see that I'm not here. I wasn't kidnapped. I left on my own accord.
So you didn't want them to find the note, but if they did, then
I didn't want them
I'm not
to worry.
Call the cops. Mm-hmm. I'm just out making out with some
I was. Yeah, I was like, don't worry about me. I snuck out for just a little bit. I'll be back soon. So I feel like they should have left a note. Like, we just went for some whiskey.
Just getting some whiskey.
Don't panic.
Maybe they didn't know they could get whiskey, though. Maybe they just decided, let's just get whiskey and go back. I don't want to get caught.
I actually like the food in prison. It's all good.
A veteran who lost his genitalia in an explosion in Afghanistan.
Mark!
That is not funny.
Has received one of the world's first penis transplants.
Ooh,
hold on here. Sauce?
Yeah, hang on here.
Yeah. Don't tell me it came from Johnny Holmes.
Jeez.
The last one is just so good.
How could it be better than the first one?
Here's the last one as we wrap up the show. The best. This is the best and the worst. It's awesome, but it's horrifically awful. Employees at a nursing home in North Carolina were arrested for running a fight club with elderly dementia patients.
Oh my. I saw that headline.
God. Oh. I just read that headline.
Oh. What? They apparently didn't read the rules, did they?
A nursing home in North Carolina were arrested for running a fight club with elderly dementia patients.
Oh, my heavens.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's so pathetic. Yep. Well, rule number one.
Fight club is, you do not talk about fight club.
Right.
Second rule of fight club is, you do not talk about fight club.
You guys have a lovely day. You haven't seen
I've not seen Fight Club, so is it worth seeing now? Charlie.
Is it worth watching now? In my opinion, it is the second greatest film of all time.
Very good. We all agree on that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's number two.
We don't agree with anything anymore, Rosie, I hate you. I've deleted your number.
Stop by Sensors today, the undefeated Minnesota Golfers, PJ Fleck Show at noon today.
6-0. Roll the boat, Sauce.
And under center with Kirk Cousins on, what is it, KFN, what we call it, the Plus?
Yeah, the Plus.
Whatever.
Carly, when can we hear Overtime?
Overtime this Friday at 7 p.m.
Thanks, Carly. Thanks, Mark. Power Trip back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9, right here on The Fan. PA is next.
To listen back to today's Power Trip Morning Show, or to hear previous shows, podcast us on the iHeartRadio app, or...